It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for this evening's Benedictine ball game, and we're joined by head coach Joel Osborne of the Ravens. Coach, last week, the home opener, you had one of the great teams in the NAIA, and Grandview's really, really good. Your guys battled them hard, though.
Yeah, we battled. There was probably about four or five plays that changed the outcome of the game, just like there is in every game, and most of those went against us. But yeah, I'm proud of our kids. They stayed together and kept playing, and we got to do a better job of starting fast as a team in all three phases, and then we did not finish the half strong or the game strong, so we got to do a better job of that as well. But a lot of little things to fix, and we're turning the page, and we're moving on to Peru State, and we're looking forward to playing up at Peru this Saturday.
Coach, among the guys who had a great game, we saw the emergence of a receiver who you said was a fast kid, and you weren't just kidding. Jashawn Todd was outstanding.
Yeah, Jashawn brings that dynamic part of the offense that we don't have. He's a guy that can hit over the top. He can line up in the backfield as a running back. He can play receiver. He's a guy that we can use in a lot of different ways, but the biggest thing is just get him the ball and let him do what he does in space. So I was really proud of him for his performance. You know, it's his first college football game. He missed week one due to COVID. And so he was ready to play. And you know, the biggest thing was he wasn't bothered by who the opponent was. He was just out there playing football. So that was fun to watch.
I thought their defense did some great things. Jalen, you always know, is going to do some good things. I thought Tyler had one of his best games ever.
Yeah, you know, the defense, once we settled in and made some adjustments, we did a really nice job. If you look at after the first quarter, all they really got was two field goals against our defense, and they got a late score. So our guys did a good job making adjustments. And, you know, Tyler and Jalen are definitely leaders of our defense. They're definitely ready to go every week, and one thing we've got to do a better job defensively is getting off to a fast start and getting the opposing team off the field early.
I also thought a guy who is really beginning to come into his own, Gavin Spangler, was outstanding.
Yeah, Gavin's a physical kid. He stepped in with that outside linebacker position to the boundary with Evan Aguilar being out with a foot injury and did a nice job for us. So he's provided some stability at that position, and he's a lot of fun to be around.
Coming into Peru today, a long-time opponent on the Benedictine schedule, goes way, way back, and they're a team that's kind of coming back, I think, kind of a little on a rebound, and they played a very close game, a close loss last week to a good team. They're good.
Yeah, so Peru offensively has got some really good skill players. They're going to spread the ball out, good quarterback play. Running back's a good player as well. He's also their punter, so when they line up to punt, you never know what they're going to do. Defensively, they're big up front. They're pretty physical. They play a front that makes it hard on you in order to run the ball. And you know, your protections have to be sound so you can get the ball off your quarterback. They were very disruptive last week against Central Methodist in the passing game. And then in the back end, they're going to play a lot of middle field closed. So either cover three or cover one, which the difference there would be cover one would be man underneath with a high safety. And so, you know, there are going to be some things that we're going to try to expose them on in the passing game. And we've got to do a good job of getting completions and letting our guys get the ball out of our hand quick, let our guys do stuff with the ball after the catch.
And they have a freshman quarterback who's really beginning to, you know, to kind of come around. But freshmen are always freshmen. But he has been really good, young guy out of Nebraska.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, the biggest thing that you got to do with a young guy is you got to get him off his first read and see if he can truly progress through his reads. And that's the goal, of, you know, defensively this week. And hopefully we can come out and do that and get those guys off the field early and we can get great field position, offensively take advantage and continue to maintain drives.
Coach Osborne, as an old quarterback, is that the toughest thing to do when you're beginning to start to play and you're a young player? Is that the hardest thing that a freshman quarterback's got to learn?
Yeah, it is one of the hardest things. The other thing, too, is when you get hit, it's hard to keep your eyes downfield. So, like, if we can get on him early and get him hit, then we'll see what happens when he's in his drop. Are his eyes downfield or are his eyes on the rush? Because that makes a huge difference. If you get a quarterback to get his eyes on the rush, then it's going to be a long night for that quarterback. But we'll just have to see what we can do with him. And you know, he's obviously a talented player. They wouldn't be starting him if he wasn't. And the biggest thing is I'm just really excited for our kids to get back out there and play another game.
What are we going to see from Peru State offensively? They're going to spread this thing out. Traditionally, they've been a run team, but again, I think they're making some changes.
They are. They're going to spread it out, throw the ball around, mix in a little bit of zone read and quarterback run game and stuff like that. But, you know, they're the biggest thing they're going to do is try to get the ball in their playmakers' hands. And, you know, so we've got to be ready to go defensively, and our guys have had a great week of practice.
2 out of 3 weeks to start the season, night games. Are you a night game fan, or do you prefer to see them middle of the day?
Well, with the heat, I'll take a night game right now. So it's working out well that we are playing at night. It's going to be hot Saturday. We've talked about that as a staff. You know, we're going to have to make sure we get a lot of kids in the game. That way we avoid cramping issues and make sure that our, you know, we've been pushing hydration, rest, and nutrition all week with our kids. And, you know, we're just excited to play another game.
Did you come out pretty healthy?
We did for the most part. Zach Gill will be out this week. Trying to think off the top of my head who else is out. I think that's the – oh, our left guard, Will Krenzer, will be out this week as well. So, you know, there will be a few. And then on the O-line, we've made a few changes. But, you know, that for the most part, those are the injuries that we had. Nothing major. Y'all just maybe a week or two type of injuries. So, for the most part, we're in good shape.
As you come in here today, what do you have to do to beat this Peru State team?
We have to play well all three phases. The biggest thing offensively is we've got to do a better job getting our snaps down and then also making sure that we're getting off on the right snap count and then alignment assignment as well. So that's the biggest thing offensively. Defensively, we just talked about guys doing their jobs, having great eye discipline. And if we do that, then the game plan will be very good.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck here this evening at Peru.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
As we get set for tonight's kickoff between the Ravens and the Bobcats, it's time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. And tonight, turnovers. Last year against Peru State, Benedictine had 3 fumbles lost and an interception. 4 turnovers on the day, along with a punt return for a touchdown, is what really kept Peru State in that ball game last year. If Benedictine can clean up the turnovers tonight, this will be a one-sided game. So again, my Dairy Queen grill and chill key to the game, clean up the turnovers against the Bobcats. Kickoff coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group. Member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to the Oak Bowl. And hello again, everybody. Joseph is our producer, engineer in the CARE studios. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you here. It is a perfect night for college football and for the Benedictine Ravens, coming into a game against an old foe, an opponent who's been on the Ravens schedule as long as any and longer than most, and a Peru State team that's still going to bounce back from some seasons that have not been as good as they have been accustomed to having seen them for Benedictine. It will be a great road test here tonight, Gus, as BC at Peru State.
Yeah, Ravens under the light two of the first three games this season. And taking on a Peru State Bobcat team who is much different than we're used to seeing out of Peru State. Peru State typically has been a line it up, go downhill, double wing type offense. And now under Casey Crehan in his second season and Tanner McCormack as their offensive coordinator, they're opening things up a little bit. We're going to see them throw the ball around the field a little bit tonight. So it'll be interesting. For me, the biggest question comes to who is going to be the quarterback for this Peru State team. Grant Gutschow was their quarterback last week against Central Methodist when they went down to Fayette. But in week one, it was Joey Dominguez in that Missouri Valley game. So it'll be interesting to see who the quarterback is in the latest depth chart we got. We saw Joey Dominguez, but I'm sometimes skeptical of those things.
Team captains have met in the center of the field, and the flip of the coin was won by Benedictine. The Ravens have elected to defer. And it'll be Peru State putting their kick return unit out on the field to begin things here this evening. College football on a Saturday night here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Got the duo of return men back deep for Peru State, Orion Finley and Desmond Sams. They're going to settle in around the 5-yard line, and BC has had great success kicking the football away. And Cullen Bruner for BC is the guy to put a toe to it. Cullen is a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Marceline, Missouri. It is 90 degrees here in Nebraska. Virtually no wind out there. It feels like it's 91. Humidity at 47%. Barometer 2973. It is a summery evening. The kick for the Ravens is away, and it will land out of bounds at the 5-yard line. And penalty marker sale. Peru State will have good field position to begin its first possession here today.
Benedictine, one of the least penalized teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference coming into today's game. How about this? Through 2 weeks, 10 total penalties is all they've had, but a penalty on the opening kickoff. And
we're not getting any call from him.
Restate is
they're going to make a pick it over.
5-yard penalty, 8 yards from
no kick line. Okay. Weird. I would have taken the ball and got my offense on the field, but instead, Cullen Bruner is going to tee this thing back up and kick it again.
So once again, as it is 6:02, once again, the return duo back here of Finley and Sams. Now they're going to advance themselves up to around the 10-yard line. Interestingly enough, over the years here at the Oak Bowl, the home team has had one sideline and then the other sideline, and they've kind of oscillated back and forth. Well, this year, Murray State is across the way from us. There are no stands behind them. We are high above the stands here, and below us, the Benedictine sideline. So the Ravens are on the near side. Here's the kick, high, straight, and very short. Taken to the 22 by Sams. Straight up the mid, he'll come, bounce outside to the 30. Submarine at the 33-yard line. The ball pops loose. Benedictine thinks they've gotten it. The official's going to run up over the football, and they're going to call it down.
On the kick coverage down there, it's going to be... It's a good question. It's going to be number three. I'm going to guess that that's probably Peyton Hazuga on the tackle right there. And the reason I say that is because in the roster, you're going to have a 3-0 and a 3-D, and the other one would be Kyle Rowland, a freshman out of St. Charles.
So here comes Peru State. Bobcats are going to begin. First and 10 of their own 33-yard line. Quarterback will be straight back from the pistol. Two to the left, one to the right. It is Joey Dominguez, and he's going deep down the left side. He's got his man, and he could not haul in the one-handed catch. It's going to go incomplete down the left side, and right away goes Peru State stretching the field.
That time on coverage for Benedictine, Joel Mewis out there wearing that zero.
Your intended receiver was Gary Fleming. He is a big kid, 6'4", a freshman out of St. Petersburg, Florida, coming out of Keswick Christian High School. Second down at 10 for the Bobcats, still at their own 33. Joey Dominguez, the senior quarterback, did not play last week, I don't think, did he?
Nope.
Running back to his left side, four receivers, a little delay handoff, and hit in the backfield. What tremendous defense! How about Big Joe Glasser?
Yeah, Joe doing a great job right there. The defensive end out of Rockhurst records his 8th tackle of the year, and the Ravens are ready for that little bit of a draw play. Now for Peru State, a little bit of trouble. They're looking at a 3rd and long. Let's call it a 3rd and 14.
Peru State had kind of switched up a little bit and brought senior running back Kajana Owens into the game. Kajana wearing number 5 back there at the running back spot. He stays in. It is now 3rd and about 14. QB back to throw, rolling right, feeling the heat, pushed out of the pocket, rolling, throwing, got a man, and it is caught. Is he inbounds? Yes. Tremendous tiptoe catch on the near side by Dremel Jackson, the freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. He had driven off his coverage, come back, and Gus, it occurred right in front of us, and I don't know if those toes were down or not. It was so, so close. The official says they were. Peru State is going to have a big, big offensive play. It is 1st and 10 now at the Benedictine 45-yard line. Bobcats moving the football with their initial possession of the evening. Dominguez, the quarterback, one running back 5 yards behind him, taking a lot of time. Play clock's at 7. Drop back to throw again, looking right, going right, has his man downfield, and it's batted away, looking again for Gary Fleming. Gus, they love that big receiver. That time, Josh Morris, athletic play to leap and slap the ball away.
Yeah, Josh Morris did a great job of getting underneath that route and tipping the ball into the air, and really, A.J. Calcara almost came up with an interception for the Raven defense, but the incomplete pass will bring up a 2nd and 10 for Peru State.
Pretty easy to see. Peru State has got a matchup that they like, a 6'4" receiver and a 5'9" cornerback on coverage. They'll be going back to that a lot today. It is a 2nd down, 10 of the Benedictine 45 for Peru. First of the game. Now the crossing pass in the middle, and the slant is going to be hit, picking up about 5 and falling forward to maybe 6 yards. Is Joel Mewis will make the stop on the play of Dremel Jackson. And again, big, big receivers out here.
Yeah, and right now, Peru State really likes this matchup of their receivers against a much smaller Raven cornerback. The thing that BC's corners have, they do a great job of getting interior position and using their speed. So for Benedictine, they've got to start getting some of those balls tipped into the air for those safeties.
Third and four, Peru State to the Raven, 39-yard line. Trips to the right side, one to the left. Long, hard count. The snap, the ISO pass, it's going to be caught. Breaking a tackle at the 30-25. Down to the 20-yard line. First and 10, Peru State. That was a good timing pattern. And we've got a Raven a little bit slow to come to his feet out here. We're going to take a break. Okay. Benedict and Peru State still scoreless.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
good to have you back with us here in Nebraska, where the Peru State Bobcats have taken the opening kickoff and using their passing game, Gus, really having success. They've moved it downfield. They are first and 10 to the Benedict and 20. Still scoreless, 12:25 to go in the opening quarter. Bobcats, so moving the ball. And quarterback Joey Dominguez, the 6'3 senior from Von Ormy, Texas, has one running back behind him. It's going to be Kajana Owens. Now we're going to have Dominguez going down the right side, directing a little traffic, changing the call. Play clock's still at 30, so he's got lots and lots of time. This time it's going to be play action. He will keep it himself, duck left, cut back right, get down to the 15-yard line where he's tackled from behind. But in the tackle, he is drugged even closer to the goal line, and it will bring up a second down, four. That was a nice run by Joey Dominguez. He didn't look like he really wanted to. He was a little reluctant, but did a nice job of cutting back to the middle.
Tackle on the play right there for Benedictine. Number 25, Lance McLaughlin, a 6'1 sophomore inside linebacker out of Molino, Florida.
On a second down at four call from the 14-yard line, the handoff is going to go to the running back. He has hit the line of scrimmage, and there's nothing for Kajana Owens. Well diagnosed and sure-handed tackling for Benedictine, led by a guy we talked about with Coach in the pregame show, Gavin Spangler. He had a great week last week.
Yeah, Gavin Spangler doing a great job right there, getting around the end and coming up, making the stop in the backfield, and then bring up third and four now for the Bobcats.
I believe this is the third consecutive third and four for Peru State, and obviously they've been able to convert on the first ones. But now they're at the Raven 14-yard line, third down, four. Very long count. Running back is going to be to the right hand of the quarterback, and now they'll go motion to the right, so they are overloading the right side of the field. QB rolls right, throws it right to the back of the end zone, and it's caught, touchdown. Leaping over the top of the defender, that ball caught by Dremel Jackson, and right now Peru State exploiting their size advantage with the receivers, and Bobcats break out on top, 6-0.
Yeah, a little 14-yard pass right there. But what happened was the receiver got out into the flat, and that was Dremel Jackson, a little hand fighting with Joel Mewis, but able to just go up over the top of him when it was all said and done and haul it in. And as quickly as that, the Bobcats will take the opening kickoff, march down the field, and get on the board.
Looking for the PAT is going to be Shane McNerney. McInerney is going to advance. The kick is on its way, and it's good, and we got a timeout on the field. Break of the action coming at 10:37 to go in the opening quarter. Peru State 7, Benedictine coming up.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Benedictson with Buto and Asher. Back to return the kick from Shane McInerney. For Peru State, as the Bobcats have taken a 7-0 lead right out of the gate here tonight. End over end kick. Trey will field it at the 9. Asher comes up the left side, over the numbers, gets a lead block at the 30, 5 at the 40, up the left side at the 50, 45, 40, left side, Asher 30, he's going to do it! 91-yard touchdown on the kickoff return! That's Trey Asher!
Trey Asher just worked his way up the sideline, got a lead block from Austin Buteau, and then took that thing into the house, and the Ravens, with a little bit of a spark on the special team.
That did not take long. We're at 10:26 to play in the opening quarter, and the Ravens are on the board. 11 seconds to make that score happen, and the Raven offense is still not stepped on the field.
Next week when you talk to Joel, just tell him I like that play. Just keep running that one.
Run the one that scores the TD. Here's the PAT coming off the toe of Tegan Trammell. Down and up, and he gets it between them. We got a timeout on the field. Joseph, that didn't take long. We're at 10:23 to go in the opening quarters. Now, Benedictine 7, Peru State 7.
All of us at Exchange Bank are proud to live in a community like Acheson, in a county where patriotism is alive and well. It's what bonds citizens together, regardless of other distinctions. We are forever indebted to the men and women for protecting our life and liberty. We honor those who gave their lives for their country and have compassion for those who lost loved ones in the tragic events of September 11th. Exchange Bank and Trust, equal housing lender, member FDIC, proud to be American.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Acheson. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Each team one possession, each team one touchdown, and the Benedictine kick is away. That was a great boot by Cullen Bruner. It'll go 5 yards out the back of the end zone. No return. Peru State Bobcats will begin this possession, 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. And just Peru State, let's go back quickly to that initial series by Peru State. It really began with the kickoff that went out of bounds, and they forced the Ravens to re-kick it, where they ended up with some really nice field position.
Yeah, the Ravens did, on their first position of defense, really kind of struggled a little bit with the big receivers right here. You got to look for maybe your safeties to try to help out a little bit. But Peru State has come in with a really nice game plan of spreading this field with lots of bodies.
1st and 10, Bobcats. No penalty. Quarterback sweeps around to the left side and handing it off over there. And it's going to be some short yardage by Kajana Owens. And just Peru State did not have Kajana Owens appearing on any chart, no too deep, no anything, and next thing you know, he is starting out there tonight, and he's getting all the touches.
Yeah, so Kajana Owens is a guy who has still appeared on the roster, but appeared on no too deep this week, had not played in the first two games of the year, so I honestly wasn't sure if maybe he just didn't come back this year, but he is back and getting all the carries right now for Peru State.
He picked up 1 yard on the first down play, Bobcats from their own 26. It is second down 9. Quarterback is back to throw, chased out of the pocket. The catch is going to be made by the fullback coming out of the backfield, and he'll be up very close to the first down marker, and he's going to have it just the nose across the 35-yard line. That was a nice catch and carry for Peru State. Getting his hands on the ball that time is Andy Rathman.
Yeah, Andy Rathman, your big tight end, 6'2", 210-pound freshman and a Plattsmith. And on the stop right there for the Ravens is Adam Wilbers, a sophomore defensive back out of Helias High School.
And here's the thing. Peru State has overhauled the offense, okay, since last year because they have on the field four seniors and everybody else is either a freshman or a sophomore. So they have decided to do something different right now. Working for them. First and 10 from the 35. QB's back. Flares it over into the right flat. Great open field tackle. Jarius Anderson with a catch, but Josh Morris already five tackles coming in today. Mays makes that one for the loss of one.
Yeah, nice play right there by Josh Morris. Big open field tackle. You don't make that one there, he's probably going to be able to pick up 8-10 yards on the play. But a loss of one brings up a second and 11 now for the Bobcats.
Peru State checking again off at the line of scrimmage. The running back is going to be to the left hand of the quarterback. That's going to be the wide side of the field. Two to the left end, one to the right, the short side. Once more, quarterback Joey Dominguez has a word with his team. He's up and down, five, now four. Play clock winding down at two. There's the snap. QB's back. He's going to be feel well played by the Raven defense. And who's back there? Oh, yeah, number six. That's Jalen James.
Yeah, Jalen James, the leading tackler for this Raven team coming into the ballgame, gets his 16th tackle. And that time he was in the backfield, and Dominguez had nowhere to go. A loss on the play. It'll bring up third and 15.
Can't imagine anyone in the conference that you want to see less in the backfield if you're the quarterback than Jalen James. It is now a third and 15. The ball pushed back for the Bobcats to their own 30-yard line. Benedictine, what are we going to call this, 40, 42 defense? 32?
34. They walked those outside linebackers up.
Here's a little pass out of the backfield. Running back is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and he is going to be wrapped up and brought down, and there will be maybe the gain of a yard, no more than that, as the Raven defense has rallied after that initial possession. It is a fourth and 13. Peru State at their own 32, and they're going to be forced to punt the football away.
Spencer Witt over there for the Ravens to make the stop on the play. Spencer, a senior out of Higginsville. And for Benedictine, back deep to return the punt, Austin Buteau. How about this? The Ravens have fielded one punt so far this season and have zero punt return yards.
Guy is kicking this, but he's used to kicking a little closer to sea level. Shane McInerney is your punter. Gets this away. High, booming kick, which is going to land way out of bounds. We'll see where they ultimately are going to spot this down. McInerney, the kicker over there, and he's got a big, big leg. They're going to mark this thing down and out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine football. Ravens at their own 34-yard line. They're kind of wandering around up and down the far sideline a little bit, but here we go. Benedictine, led out of the huddle by their center, that's Zion Mathis. He's a big man, 6 foot, 315-pound sophomore from Moreno Valley, California. Single man to the backfield, quarterback is Garrett Kettle, takes a snap, hands off Rayshon, goes left side, gets a block, 30-35 up near the 40-yard line. Going to be a gain of about a half a dozen for Rayshon Mills. Second down, Benedictine middle linebacker Travis Reed is a defensive player for Peru State, making the play. We're going to talk about Travis Reed. I would expect a lot tonight. Peru State, we'll talk about him a lot all year. He's right now the leading tackler on this club.
Yeah, you look at this defense, probably one of the best returners on the defensive side is Travis Reed. So, yeah, we're going to hear a lot about him tonight.
No one in the backfield with quarterback Garrett Kettle, who's back to throw, flares it to Trey. He has just a fistful of blue jerseys in front of him. And Gus, I don't know how that was supposed to be successful because Trey had no help and no blocking out front. First guy there was a nose tackle, Nick Andrews.
Yeah, Nick Andrews is one of those guys who's really fun to watch. He's a junior, plays the nose tackle position, but every once in a while you'll see him kind of drop back into the middle of the field, so get sideline to sideline. Very athletic at 6'4", 320.
It is a third down, 5, Benedict and the Ravens with the ball at their own 39-yard line. Looking to keep their drive alive. Garrett is back to throw, fires one to Buteau, and it's going to be knocked out of his hand. It is going to be incomplete right at the first down marker. Delonte Hood, little cornerback, little six-foot cornerback over here. And he wasn't there defensively to knock the ball away, but then he literally reached into the arms of the receiver and pulled it away. So Buteau unable to hold on, and Benedict will be forced to punt the football. Matt Heinrich. Matt's had an explosive leg kicking these balls, but Ravens have been giving up some pretty good returns to Peru State as Heinrich's kicks have been very, very deep. Snap is high, but he pulls it down, and here's another nice kick. It'll bounce at the 25, and Karam out of bounds at the 22. That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, great job right there. Back deep for the Peru State Bobcats was Navi Marshall, a freshman wide receiver out of South Carolina. The only reason that I really bring that up is because all week in the two deeps, we showed Jace Stewart as being the kick return guy and the starting safety. Well, in pregame, Jace Stewart out there in khakis and his jersey, not active today. Last year, Jace was able to knock off a 76-yard punt return for touchdown. So, Raven's probably okay that he's not out there today.
Got a new running back in the game for Peru in this possession. It'll be Quinton Hawkins. He's a 6'1", 220-pound freshman. Quarterback is Joy Dominguez. Three to the left and one to the right. QB. Quarterback draw. He cuts to the left side. Gets to the edge. Picks up a nice block. Puts his head down. Picks up a first down. And
got a marker on the 30.
So we'll hold the phone. That's usually where blocking, somebody turns and you get behind him. And the next thing you know, there you go. Preliminary indication is going to be a blocking field state. We'll get the call from the official here.
Holy, number two, the offense. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Replay, first down.
I watched those wide receivers trying to block out in space, right?
That was Orion Finley, sophomore out of Memphis, who got caught out there in the open. That penalty is going to wipe away a nice run and move the ball all the way back to the 20-yard line where Peru State, first and 10 at the 20. First and 13 at the 20-yard line. 5:11 to go into rapidly moving. Opening quarter, 7-7 ball game. Benedictine and Peru here in Nebraska this evening. Quarterback Dominguez, snap. Little delay handoff, and that was way too long of a delay. The Ravens with a tackle, a loss of about five, and three BC players in there. First guy, though, is Dwayne Lacy.
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy doing a good job getting in there, also mixing it up here at Pembidic. And so the Ravens doing a great job with those down linemen, making the tackle in the backfield. A loss on the play. It'll bring up now second and 15.
Quinton Hawkins, who had that run last week, against CMU, 14 carries for 43 yards. So not a lot of yardage per carry, particularly if you figure he had one 13-yard carry. Quarterback is back. He'll flare it over to the left side. It's dropped, picked back up. Was that a forward pass or was that a lateral?
We're going to call it a lateral. I thought it was in front.
It looked forward pass to me, but it will be picked up off the ground, brought to the right side, and Jarius Anderson is going to be pushed out of bounds around the 24-yard line. It'll be 9 yards short of the first and 10.
Tyler Tierney over there on the stop for the Ravens, and it will bring up, you called it, a third down.
They're going to mark him back at the 23, so now it'll be third and a full 10. 4:10 to play in the first quarter. We're running a lot of players in and out of the game. They're quickly going to bring Kyle Owens back in into the backfield. Orion Finley is going to shift right now, go motion left. So, again, they will overload the wide side of the field. The quarterback is back to throw. Ravens put on pressure. The lob pass down the right side and picked off by Benedictine on the near side. How about that, Josh Morris, huh?
That thing was set up by Isaac Anderson, the big defensive tackle. Got lots of pressure on Joey Dominguez. He just took three steps back, threw off his back foot, left way too much air under him. Josh Morris with the interception, and the Ravens will have excellent starting field position. Hit the Bobcat 43.
Here comes Benedictine with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter of the Ravens. Offense back on the field after that great takeaway. 43-yard line. Garrett Kittle. Wraps around. No. Pulls it back. Rolls right. Rolling right. Still rolling. Now looking. Now throwing. He's got a man open and overshoots him and throws it away. It's intercepted on the other side. Garrett Kittle just overshot his receiver by 8 or 9 yards, and it was picked off by Carlos Thomas. So these teams exchange possessions of the football on back-to-back plays.
Yeah, that time it was Carlos Thomas, the outside linebacker, just dropping back into coverage. And you saw Garrett Kittle roll out of the pocket. He was trying to throw on the run. He had Austin Buteau open, but the problem was, when you don't set a good platform there, you have a tendency to sail that pass, and Carlos Thomas able to have the first takeaway of the day for the Bobcats.
Here we go, first and 10. Peru State, through all of that, they only lost 5-6 yards. They're back at their own 18-yard line here to begin this drive. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. 7-7 ball game. Long count. Hand off straight ahead. There's some room at the 20. 25 breaks the tackle to the 30. Bounces outside. First down and Moore staying on his feet. And the Ravens just can't bring the running back down. Great run by Kyle Owen.
And then finally, coming in to clean up the play was Jalen James, but not before. Owen's able to take it out to the 35-yard line.
16, 17 yards for the running back. And Peru State has taken it away from their own end zone and moved it all the way out to the Bobcat 35-yard line. First and 10, Peru. You compare the stats, I would suspect Peru's got a lot of yards in this game. First and 10, running back, 5 yards behind the quarterback, who's 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. There's going to be the handoff. Bouncing over to the left side, trying to get to the edge, and he does to the 40, 41, 2-yard line. Coming up the left side, Keanu Owens. Gavin Spangler again with the stop on the play. But Peru State likes to get those running backs a big look at the line of scrimmage. You get the ball to him very deep and let them survey and pick a spot.
Yeah, and some running backs really do like getting that ball deep so that they can kind of gauge real quickly to find out where they want to go with it. Other guys like to get it closer, but you can tell these Peru State running backs like to get downhill in a hurry. It's going to be second and short.
Second down and a pair from their own 43-yard line. QB will take it, and again, the pitch is going to go to this left side, and this time needing to and getting right at it is going to be Kejana Owen.
Gavin Spangler, the outside linebacker, comes up to make the stop for the Ravens, and they're going to eye this up, but I thought he had plenty of distance for the first down.
Official looks over, and there it goes. He's making a call. First and 10.
Ravens are running a lot of substitutions in and out of the game because right now, let's talk about it. A.J. Calcara is out with that injury and also not playing today. Zach Gill was over on the near sideline. So the Ravens without a couple linebacker, you know, safety-type players.
First and 10, Peru. The Bobcat 45-yard line. A 7-7 ball game. Running back going to take it. Goes into the left side. Will be stood up and stopped after a 4-yard pickup. Second down and a half dozen. Right now, Peru State, because you know how you run, and then you open up the pass? That was Garrett Pendvidic with the tackle for Benedictin. Garrett, a 5'11", 265-pound junior lineman.
Isn't it kind of crazy how we've seen the contrasting styles of this Peru State offense, right? The very first possession, all they did, throw the ball. Now, since that point, we've seen them run the ball pretty effectively. So, staying pretty balanced and causing this Raven defense a lot of headaches early on.
Second and 6. Bobcats just short of the midfield mark. Ravens slide up a little bit with the linebackers. Quarterback is going to sweep left. He'll get around the edge. He's going to pick up another first down. And right now, great blocking on the outside. I think those tight ends and wide receivers are doing a good job of getting concealed and contained on the outside.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're doing a great job of getting out and hooking in the defensive ends and then getting up to the second level and taking care of the outside linebackers. So the Ravens are going to have to figure out some way to get a little more pressure on quarterback Joey Dominguez. But for the Ravens this season, pressure has been an issue. They only have 2 sacks so far in the first 2 games.
In the last minute of the opening quarter, 7-7 ball game. Peru State, they will say not a first down. Third down and 1 at the Benedictine 46. And quarterback Dominguez, he's got Hawkins to his left. And now, are we getting a timeout taken at this point? What in the world?
Coach Crehan is fired up over on the far sideline.
We're going to hang on to it right here because we're only moments away from the end of the opening quarter. But for Peru,
you know why?
Tell me.
Ten.
I'm curious.
10 players on the field.
Oh, my goodness. It is a 7-7 ball game.
You hate to be the receiver that came into the huddle at the end.
We're just at 31 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and just an opening quarter that has found the Benedictine offense toothless.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on, right? They had a punt on their very first possession and then the interception on the very next possession. So for Benedictine, not a whole lot going on. No first downs today. What do they have? 4 plays and 4 yards of offense. For Peru State, 23 plays, 121 yards of total offense here in the first half, or the first quarter.
Still in the first quarter. Just about a half a minute to go, 31 seconds left, and now the Bobcats are going to come out, and I have a pretty good idea that Coach Crean is making certain he has a full 11 guy out there. Bobcats, 3rd and 1. Dominguez could carry this thing. Also, Hawkins, who's on his left side. Both of them have shown themselves to be really good runners. QB will hand off to the running back, puts his head down, bounces off the first wave and didn't have it, but continues to drive, and he gets it inside the 45-yard line. Tremendous second ever by Quentin Hawkins.
Needed a yard, picked up 2. Joe Glasser in on the stop right there for the Ravens. Joe, the big junior out of Rockhurst. But not before Peru State able to pick up another first down, and you got to think they're going to take this thing to the quarter. They are.
That'll do it. We're going to take a timeout of the field, the first quarter in the book. We're in Peru, Nebraska. It's Benedictine 7, Peru State 7.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're back with you from Peru, Nebraska. Good to have you along, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer in the studio. Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts. We're high above the stands here in the Oak Bowl. A wonderful vantage point to watch this ball game here this evening. And what we've really seen is Peru State going up and down the field and Benedictine scoring 1 score on a long kick return. Ravens with 4 yards in the first quarter of total offense. Here come the Bobcats at the Benedictine 44, 1st and 10. Quarterback Dominguez passes left side, leaving in the air over the defenders. It's going to be caught and pulled down by Jarius Anderson. And Gus, it's not like Bruce. They went to one of the tall receivers there. Jarius, 5'9".
Yeah, that's how Jarius just running a nice route in between the cornerback and the safety and just kind of sat down on the sideline, able to pick up the first down and to be at the 31, 1st and 10 for Peru.
Last week was the first week Jarius played, and against Central Methodist, 7 catches, 114 yards, and 1 touchdown. 1st and 10 of the Benedictine 31.
It's not like he's just come off the streets and you didn't know about him, right?
No. This guy is good. Everybody is very aware when he's out there. Bobcats take the snap. QB, right side, wide open receiver, 25, breaks a tackle, 20, drags defenders, 15-yard line. The catch and run of Ryan Finley, the sophomore from Memphis.
Josh Morris will finally make the stop for the Ravens, but not before Peru, able to pick up another first down. And right now, Ravens shuffling in linebackers and secondary players.
There was that huge gap that you find in the middle of that defense. Peru State saw it. They took advantage of it, had a receiver with no one anywhere close. It was an easy catch and nice game for the Bobcats down to the Raven 16. 7-7 ball game. Peru State, though, threatening. 1st and 10 to the Raven 16. 2 to the left end, 2 to the right. One man in the backfield is going to be Owens.
Dominguez, a quarterback, hands off Owens. He will go straight ahead for about four.
Gavin Spangler put together a really good first half. Another tackle right there and able to stop the running back. After a gain of three, it'll bring up second and seven for Peru State.
Benedict into the traveling uniforms. Love this uniform, Gus. You know how much I like this. The white jersey with red pants, black helmets, red and black lettering and trim. For Peru, it is blue from head to toe. Second down and six at the 12. Peru will have a wing to the right side, running back behind the QB. Second down call, two-step drop, timing pattern, left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Peru State. Bobcats with another TD pass. This one to the freshman, Gary Fleming. And again, Peru takes advantage of the smaller Raven secondary and kick that one over there. It will be a PAT effort coming up. Peru back in front now, 13-7. Gary Fleming, 6'4" receiver, Gus working on a 5'9" cornerback. PAT from McInerney. Down, up, and got it. Timeout. 12:55 to go in the opening half. It is now Peru State 14, Benedict and 7.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
McInerney, the old Seahawk, getting ready to put a toe to the football here, and Buteau and Adger back for the Ravens. It is high, very, very short. Could be taken by an up man at the 25-yard line, brings it to the 30, puts a head down to the 34. That's over to Benedict, and nice spot to be in. That was Drake Prey, the sophomore from Tonganoxie. Ravens have, I think, great aspirations for him and his potential to be very successful as a Raven football player. Right now, though, Benedict needing to find some offense, Gus. I mean, it is just about that simple.
Yeah, right. Four plays, 4 yards in the first quarter. So for Benedict, this will be their fifth play of the evening.
Yep. We've got 12:40 each to go in the opening half. Quarterback Garrett Kittle takes a long look at the Ravens sideline, takes a snap. Going to be a straight-ahead handoff, and the gain of 1 yard for Rayshon Mills. 1 yard, that is what Benedict averages per offensive play tonight.
Right there on the tackle for Peru State, Michael Lombardi, a big junior defensive end out of Peru, Nebraska, by way of Auburn High School.
Got Trey going wide to the left side. Adger, been playing so well. He scored that touchdown on special teams a moment ago. Ravens looking for a way, I think, to get that ball in his hands a little bit more. Now, Kettle is going to keep it himself, and he's going to pick up about
ball
four.
Good.
The ball is out of catch. His hands. And did Kettle turn it over? No, they're going to say it was covered up by a lineman. What a great job underneath.
Kettle, very slow to get up. Got an offensive lineman trying to help him, and I'm not so sure he didn't take a helmet. And so Patrick coming out and checking on him, and Coach Osborne quickly looking over the sideline.
Aaron Parks saved that football down there, Gus. And Aaron, only a sophomore, 6'2", 290 out of Rosenberg, Texas. And the Benedictine training staff continues to be out on the field taking a look at Garrett Kettle, who had carried the ball on that second down call. Now they've got him in a seated position. He's sitting up.
Patrick on his left side. 12:07 to go in the opening half. So we'll see how he does. Looks like he's getting ready to stand up, and he's going to come off. They will, I'm sure, take a good long look at him and checking into the game for Benedictine will come the sophomore, Luke Laskowski, out of Baldwin. Kerry Kettle coming off the field. He's under his own power, but you can be very sure Patrick is going to keep a close eye on him and give him the once-over once he gets into the sideline here. Luke Laskowski is in. Last year against Peru, Luke was 2 of 5 passing the football for 5 yards. Benedictine looking at a third down 8 at their own 37. Snap back, blitz on Luke, in trouble, running for his life. Rolls right, throwing right, got his man Buteau in. Broken up at the 40-yard line. And now Buteau slow to get up. He was leaping in the air for that high pass. Now we got pushing and shoving by one of the Peru players. And the official comes over and breaks it up.
And Buteau not exactly going to be happy about that play because he was trying to come back to the football, and it looked like Deontay Dozier kind of ran into him a little bit. And right now, Peru State, they're all over this Benedictine offense today. They've come in with a very good game plan, and now the Ravens will bring Heinrich in to punt the ball away.
So for Benedictine, they're now averaging less than a yard a play. 7 yards, or rather 6 yards, 7 plays today. Snap back, punt is away. End over end, not terribly deep. It's going to be bouncing at the 25, and it's going to be down right there. The ball bounced and bounced straight up and down like a basketball, not like a football, which is normally difficult to anticipate bouncing around. And it'll be Peru State, 1st and 10. Bobcats in front, 14-7 with 11:40 to go in the opening half here in Peru, Nebraska.
So for Peru, they've got a touchdown, a punt, an interception, and a touchdown. For Benedictine, they have the kickoff return, but their offensive possessions have been punt, interception, punt. So right now the Ravens really struggling to figure out this Peru State defense.
Still looking for their first down today. 1st and 10. Here come the Bobcats. Dominguez at their own 35-yard line. Dominguez is the quarterback. Long count. They take plenty of time. Now it's going to be a quarterback draw. He will break through the first line of defenders, gets to the 40, and will be wrapped up there, picking up about 5 yards. Ravens got Brian. Is that Brian Barrera and
yep.
Gavin Spangler out there?
Yep. Brian Spangler in on the top for the Ravens. Both guys, 10 tackle guys coming into the game. And Benedictine, right now, they're struggling on both sides of the ball, right? On offense, they're struggling to just get anything to click. And on the defensive side, they found themselves on their heels quite a bit, not been able to get pressure on the quarterback. And right now, Peru State kind of doing what they want with this Raven defense.
2nd down 5 from their own 40-yard line. Play clock at 7-6. And again, Dominguez does a great job of working back clock. He will flare it over to the right side, caught in the backfield at the 40, putting his head down and maybe getting the first down, but maybe just short of it. As Josh Morris got over there making a very sure-handed open field tackle on Dremel Jackson. It's going to be called just short, 3rd down 1, Peru State. 10 minutes and a half to go in the first half. Bobcats with the ball leading it 14-7. I just get right now that kind of an absence of emotion or intensity out here. Don't you feel it, or
yeah,
is it just me?
Kind of feels like they're going through the motions a little bit. Tyler Wilson going to check in for the Ravens, and he's going to be that outside linebacker walked up on the end.
BC with 5 down linemen, and they're trying to creep up on the edge, and the quarterback will hand off into the middle. It's going to be the 1st down, and a couple of yards to spare. 1st and 10, straight up the middle, running by the Peru offense. Carrying the ball, Jarius Anderson.
That time, Jalen James able to get up there and make the stop, but not before Peru's able to pick up another 1st down.
We go inside, 10 minutes to play in the first half. Bobcats for the football and another 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line. They need a touchdown.
How about this? Peru State, 31 plays, 179 yards of offense. Benedictine, 7 plays, 6 yards of offense.
1st and 10, back to throw.
Flares it again to the right flat. They've run this play 6 or 8 times already today. This time it's going to be good for another 5 yards across midfield and to the Raven 48-yard line. Josh Morris, Jalen James tackling on the play. But Gus, what's happening is the quarterback is throwing it to the running back coming out of the backfield. He's got a wide receiver in front of him about 5 yards downfield, giving him some lead blocking it. There's nobody around that guy out of the backfield. I mean, he is so wide open, no defender within 5, 6, 8 yards.
Yeah, they're throwing just quick screens out there, and the other wide receiver is doing a great job of getting a down block. And right now, these quick plays have netted them 3, 4, 5 yards at a time, and that's all they really need right now.
Second down, 5. QB back, ISO pass over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 45, dancing forward. Gets away from a defender, able to go forward for the first down, and Purdue State again will move the chain.
Jalen James in on the stop right there. Also, Adam Wilbur.
That was Jarius Anderson, because the old description would be the water bug. I mean, I don't know if you've seen on a pond, the little bug that just dances and stays right on top of the drink. I mean, he was that guy. You didn't know which way he was going to go next. First and 10, Peru at the Benedictine 41. Trips right. Dominguez back, fires one deep over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. He was looking for Jarius Anderson, who's looking for a pass interference, and now he's going to get it from the official at the goal line.
No.
The official, who was 3 yards away right in front of it, said no, and the official from the goal line, 27 yards downfield, throws the flag. We will see if that's what this penalty is going to be. That would be a tough break for the Raven defense.
I had flashbacks of Hurricanes v. Buckeyes, right? The fireworks go off, and then the pass interference gets called.
We'll get this call from the official.
Defense, number 6, 15-yard penalty from the previous spot, automatic first down.
There you have it. Benedictine giving up yardage. Just right now, they're giving it up through the air, on the ground, and via the penalty. And Purdue State looking to take advantage already with a 14-7 lead. Purdue State at the 26-yard line, deep in Raven territory. Quarterback again directs traffic, takes his time. Play clock at single digits. Handoff running back. He'll cut left side, right inside of Joel Mullis, who makes the stop for BC, and he'll go down to the 24-yard line. Only a 2-yard gain, and I really have no idea how much time is left in this first half, because the game clock here with a beautiful field.
There you go. He just announced that it's 8 minutes and 6 seconds.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah.
$10 million project to revamp this place, and the clock absolutely
It's the same
failed.
Scoreboard from, like, the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier.
Jamie Mueller touchdowns were on that scoreboard. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Here's the quarterback rolling right. Steps up. Eludes the defender. Rolls back to the left. Now tries to cut to the middle. He's running madly for his life to the 30, 25, down the left side to the 20-yard line, and finally bumped out of bounds along the near sideline. Ravens had their shots at Joey Dominguez and could not close it.
Yeah, but Joey Dominguez did a great job of eluding one tackler, eluding the second, and then picking up good yardage. But let's be honest about this Raven defense. They don't do a great job of getting after the passer because, like we've said a couple times, only 2 sacks so far this season.
Bruce Saint's going to make a couple of substitutions. We'll see what they've got up their sleeve. It's a 3rd-down-3 call at the Benedictine 19. We've got to be somewhere around 7 minutes-ish to play here in the first half. Motion right, jet sweep right, hit in the backfield, breaking a tackle. He's got room, 25, 20, 15, first down. Ravens had him dead to rights for a loss on a play and could not close the deal.
Adam Wilbers finally comes up and makes the stop on the play, but Benedictine, we haven't seen this out of him this season. Now struggling to wrap up and tackle.
So back up the field comes Peru State. They'll advance the sticks again, and they've got a 1st and 10 to the Benedictine 13-yard line. 14-7, Bobcats in front. In the backfield is going to be Kajana Owens is the running back. Now he's going to shift and go directly behind quarterback Joey Dominguez.
Dominguez has been masterful today in this game. He will hand off. Owens bounces off a defender. Hit again. This time he's going to be stood up, and he's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. If you look at that point of tackle, seven white jerseys.
Yeah, the Ravens finally getting in there on that play to make plenty of sure-handed tacklers leading the way. How about this? Heath Baker, the 6'3" freshman out of Atchison. He was not a Phoenix.
He was not. He was a really good ball player, though, and he is a big, big young man out there. And he's got an opportunity to make a real impact on this Benedictine team in a positive way.
5.5 left here in the first half of play, and Benedictine with only 7 offensive plays today. For Peru State, 37.
On a second down, 18. QB will throw it again. That little screen into the right flat, caught at the 20. Breaks the tackle again, down to the 15. Spins away from a defender and out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage. So he's going to pick up about 8 on that pass over into the right flat, and Gary Fleming will get those yards. Gus, I don't know what the Ravens are going to have to do. Tyler Tierney makes that stop, but they're going to have to do something to stop that play. It has been run time and time again. And don't get me wrong, we were talking on the way up. I admire a team who finds something that works and just keeps going back to the well until you stop it. Well, right now, Benedictine's not stopping it. First and 10 to the 13. Inside 5 to go in the opening half. Bobcats with the football, leading at 14-7. Ball on the right hash mark. Ravens 4 down linemen. Wing to the right side. QB will hand off running back. Darts left. He's to the 10. Breaks the tackle to the 5. Carries the defender. End zone. Touchdown Peru State. The Raven defense just let the running back run over them and around them and into the end zone. Bobcats push their lead down to 20-7.
You finally had Peru State in a 3rd and long and then a 13-yard run on 3rd and 10, get the Bobcats a 2-score advantage.
Looking for the point after is Shane McInerney. Perfect on the season. And from PATs coming in today, 7-7. He's 2 of 2 already this evening. This one is down, it is up, it is good, and we're taking a break. With 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the opening half, the Ravens are going to have to come back from behind. It is Peru State 21, Benedictine 7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Peru State and Shane McInerney set to kick it away. It is high and short, an intentional pooch-type kick. Prey's going to take it to the 24, brings it to the 30, and down at the 35-yard line. That's like red stats to you. And I said, you got one team that is, you know, 217 yards on 39 plays. You got one team that's run 7 plays and got 6 yards so far today. You would say one team is way ahead, and you'd be right.
Yeah. Right now, the Ravens really just struggling to get anything going on the offense. They have, what, 2 punts and an interception today, and Peru State has scored on 3, scored touchdowns on 3 of their 5 possessions.
And Dominguez is great throwing the ball today, 14 of 17, an unheard-of kind of percentage. Ravens all back on offense, and back over the middle, ball slapped to the ground. That was like a volleyball return. We're going straight up in the air. Peru State rejects that pass, and it is going to be incomplete. Oh, my goodness.
Jevin Fields, the big freshman. him, defensive lineman out of Blackjack, Missouri, was able to get his hands up and throw that ball right back at Garrett Kettle. It is good to see Kettle out there. Now, you can tell on his left arm, he's got some kind of a wrap that goes all the way down to the elbow.
4:24 to go in the first half. Benedictine now second down 10. Quarterback back to throw, steps up, rolls left. He's got a little room, gets to the 35, gets to the 40, and races out of bounds into the far sideline. Will pick up 6 or 7 yards where he's pushed out by Amons Matthews out of Quincy, Florida. Not Quincy, Illinois, but in fact, Quincy, Florida. I've been to Quincy, Illinois. I don't believe I've ever been to Quincy, Florida. Ravens getting a half a dozen yards on that, looking now at a third down and 4. And on one play, they double their offensive yardage tonight. 3:45 to go in the first half. Again, the long count, motion right. Kettle is back. Rolls, now steps up, picks up the first down, and he's going to slide forward. First and 10, Benedictine. Garrett Kettle on back-to-back carries, 13 rushing yards. Ravens leading runner tonight.
Yeah, so Quincy's up by Tallahassee, so nobody should go to Tallahassee.
Oh, it's right south of Chattahoochee. Well, why did you say so?
There you go.
Right at the just short of midfield. Here comes Benedictine. First and 10 Ravens, and we've got a false start against BC.
Yeah, that time Benedictine just doesn't seem on the same page with the cadence
ball
of any part of the offense.
84 of the offense. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
So the 5-yard penalty, we talked about it coming into the ballgame. The Benedictine in the first 2 games had only been penalized 10 total times, and we're going to break it down here in just a moment, but it feels like the penalties today have been, these have them only for 2, so feels like they have more than 3, but now the Ravens with 3 guys in the pattern on the left, 2 to the right.
Back to throw, Garrett Kettle chased out of the pocket, running the wrong way, throws the ball, and it's going to go incomplete.
Steve, give Peru State a lot of credit. Have you noticed what they're doing? They understand that Garrett Kettle prefers to run the football, okay?
Right.
So they are overloading on the outside, forcing him back into the pocket. And the problem is your tackles are doing a great job of walling him off, but as Kettle climbs out of the pocket, there's going to be an outside linebacker or safety sitting there ready for him. Kettle has got to stay in the pocket and work, you know, more in the middle.
We've talked about it many times. Garrett would be well served by stepping up into the pocket and utilizing that pocket to throw the ball. Here's a handoff into the middle. It's going to go for absolutely nothing. Ravens now looking at, what, a third down and about 15. Damon Wiegand in the game. Damon gets no yards.
Yeah, Damon last year against Peru State did carry the ball 4 times for 3 yards. Nothing doing there. Now it's going to bring up a third and long for this Raven offense.
And so far this season for Damon, 10 carries coming into tonight, 10 carries, 27 yards of rushing.
Well, the Ravens have to be careful right here not to give the ball back to Peru.
Yeah, we still got 2:20 to go in the first half. Here's a pass over the middle, going to be caught by Trey. He had to go back and get it, caught at the line of scrimmage. Penalty markers all over the place at the line of scrimmage, and Trey's going to be swung out of bounds along the near side. Let's see what that marker is about out there.
You're going to have a blocking against the Ravens. And the time it did look like maybe you're tied in, got a push in the back.
The referee's going to walk out here and give us the indication. Now he's first giving that same call to the
I think he's trying to figure line. Out if Coach Crehan wants this or
nah,
not.
He'll decline this.
Number 84 of the offense. 10-yard penalty and 4 from the start of the foul. Replay third down.
Well, I said you got a lot of faith in
your
defense.
They're declining the foul. Crehan ran out and he said, wait a second, if that's from the spot of the foul, I don't want it. And it will be a fourth down for the Raven offense.
So Benedictine is going to be forced to punt the football away with 2:17 to go. And as you alluded to a moment ago, guys, for Peru State, the way they've shown an ability to move the football in the Raven defense so far today, that is adequate time for them to come downfield because they have a great kicker who can at least get them 3 from some distance out. Here's a BC punt. It is high. Fair catch is going to be called for, and made at the 12-yard line. So for the Bobcats, 88 yards to pay dirt with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to get there. We're in the late going of the first half. Benedictine football here on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Oh, at halftime, can't wait. It's like, you know, you've got Cher, you've got Celine, people who only need one name to be known. We've got Bubba, and he's going to be our halftime guest. So stick with us. So we'll promise to be, I think, a really enjoyable conversation as we catch up with Bubba Pearl. Prairie State taking a world of time, but they're getting themselves settled in here. Here we go. Bobcat football, first and 10 at their own 14-yard line. It's about as poor a field position as they've had tonight. Quarterback draw. He'll go straight ahead, be hit from behind, and then slide to the ground. Right about the original line of scrimmage. There's very little additional yardage being generated here. A nice tackle by Jalen James.
Jalen's been super active today, right? We called his name quite a bit in the early going. Coming into today's game, he leads the Ravens in tackles with 15. Moved in to the top five all-time tackles for Benedictine.
Green's going to take Quentin Hawkins out of the ball game, and they're going to rotate in. Somebody knew that might be Owens, I think, coming in. Second down, and just a short 10 for Peru. Quarterback, a late handoff. Owens will try the left side. There's a hold, and he's going to go out of bounds. And again, you got Jalen James making a tackle. Stop us at the 21-yard line, which is going to be short of the first down, but a marker down and a hold against Peru State. Bobcats have not had a lot of penalties today. This is only their second penalty this evening. That's a left guard on the Bobcats offensive line, Mario Locke, a 5'10", 285-pound senior from Chickasaw, Alabama. Minute 26 to play in the half, 21-7. Peru State in front here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference ball game. Gus, there have been some interesting games go on around the conference, and we've had, you know, particular attention to one or two of them as the afternoon has rolled on.
Hey, right down the field.
Second down is the call.
And where we
snap back, quarterback will take it, hand off. They'll bounce outside, down to the 10, up to the 15, and walk on the tightrope, short of the 20-yard line. Matter of fact, I'm going to say, stepping out of bounds was Quentin Hawkins at the 16-yard line. PA guy doing a little chit-chat during the course of the play. The officials will put a stop to that at halftime. Minute 15 left here in the first half. Picking up a lost yardage from the penalty and a little bit more. The ball is going to be settled in at the 16-yard line in the Bobcat half of the field. Play clock is now down at 13, 12, and then it holds for a while. It'll jump a couple of numbers. So the play clock is working no better than the game clock is so far this evening. Snap back, handoff running back, and he will go into the wave and the line and be stood up and pushed back. Give Isaac Anderson a lot of that one.
Now the Ravens are going to utilize a timeout. We'll keep it here, Joseph. Benedictine just trying to preserve a little bit of that clock right there.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth down, so Benedictine is going to have an opportunity with the football with just over a minute to play, minute 11 right now, and they're going to have a chance to get their offense on the field, or maybe even better for them, because they're going to have a chance to get their kick return unit on the field, because that's where the Ravens have done their only damage today.
Yeah, and that last possession right there, pretty big for the Raven defense, right? Something now you can kind of hang your hat on a little bit that you were able to keep Peru State off the board, because Peru State today, in their first five possessions, they had three touchdowns, so.
End of the game for the return of the punt comes Austin Buteau. He'll step up to the Benedictine 40-yard line. And here comes the Peru punt. Line of scrimmage to 18. Kicker standing at the 5. And here's the boot away. End over end. Very returnable. Buteau takes it over the shoulder at the 40. Now stands there. Lets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 defenders come up and mow him down. I'm not sure. I think he was just undecided. Do I go left? Do I go right? Instead, he just stood there, stared in the eyes of the defenders, who mopped no gain on the return.
Yeah, maybe even lost a few yards on that return right there. So the Ravens going to send their offense out and have 68 seconds to get down and try to score this thing.
And we'll see who comes into the game. Here's a pick guy coming into the game that I've been waiting to see all day, Gus. We have not, for some reason, in the course of this offense-free opening half, we've not seen Jayshon Todd, but he's in the game now for Benedictine. He will go in motion. QB's back. Will not throw his way. Throws in the right side. Another pick. 50, 45, 40 down the left side. Then running out of bounds along the near side. And Garrett Kettle has had a day today. We're not even at halftime. And Garrett Kettle with his second INT thrown. And again, Gus, like the first one, was not close to a receiver. It was directly into the arms of the guy in blue.
Here's the other problem. Like the last one, it was on the very first play of the possession. So as quickly as that, you're going to give Peru State back the football. And they were happy to go to the locker room, right? They were running the ball. You called the timeout to get the ball back, to get a little time to maybe get down and score. Kind of comes back to bite you now, because Peru State is going to have it at the Raven 31 with 59 seconds.
See, that's a world of time. Peru State with two timeouts remaining. They got a kicker who can put a field goal in from where they're at, probably here right now, very close to that. And again, they have moved the ball briskly during the course of the afternoon. Here comes Joy Dominguez, their senior quarterback. Peru State with a 21-7 lead, just inside a minute to go in the half at the Raven 30. Dominguez is back, goes left, throws left, has a man caught at the 10, down to the 5, drags defenders to the 2, he's down to the 1, he's inches from the end. He ate up, Gus, not one or two, three defenders down there. What a catch. Spectacular play by Peru State. They're inches from the goal line.
Yeah, that time Gary Fleming again using that big frame to go up over the Raven cornerback over there. Fleming has one touchdown reception already today, and they're going to say he was out at the 3. It'll be first and goal with 51 seconds left in the first half.
Bringing everybody in tight. The running back is going to be Quentin Hawkins. And we've got a timeout on the field. The officials coming up quickly. Did someone call timeout, or did the officials just stop play?
Again, Peru State with only 10, right?
I've counted Benedictine with 11. Peru State with 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, Peru State's got 10. Oh, here comes another guy. Why did the officials stop play to allow them to bring in an 11th player?
That I don't know. If I'm Coach Osborne, I'd be a little upset about that.
Yeah, I do not understand how that can happen. Here's a handoff into the middle, and nicely done, the Raven front, stopping Quentin Hawkins short of the goal line. Give Tyler Wilson credit for first contact on that stop.
So Peru State is now going to utilize that second timeout. Can you give it here?
Yeah, why not? We're going to be giving it back to Joseph for our halftime here before long. So, you know, we'll hang on to it. Again, games went on around the heart today. There were some good ones. There were some big ones. And there are most of them going on as we speak, because the conference has, what, 5 night games this evening. So,
yeah, games going on around the heart of America Athletic Conference in the very first game of the day. It was Grandview. Really no problems over Baker today. I think that surprised me, that not that Grandview won, but that they had no issues in that thing. Coming away with a 31-14 win. They were up, 31-7 early in the fourth quarter. Central Methodist over Clark, 31-16. Missouri Valley, a 38-24 victory over Graceland. The night games, Evangel at Culver Stockton. Mid-America in William Penn. Those guys are knotted up at 21 apiece with 5 minutes left in the first half.
So Peru State uses what was its second time out of the half. Goes to the sideline. They're back out. It is second to goal from the 3-yard line for the Bobcats, leading by a 21-7 margin. Long count QB. Keeps it himself. Boots left. Going to get hit and stretches. Did he get in?
No, Jalen James with a great stop right there at the goal line. Jalen and Tyler Wilson on the stop. It'll be third in goal from the 1.
Dominguez had a little bit of speed as he went to the outside. For a moment, I thought he was going to be able to sprint to the pylon, but Ravens stretched it out well, as you've mentioned, and it is now third down Bobcats. Free State would be really disappointed not to get into the end zone here with this great opportunity, but 20 seconds to go in the half. Dominguez with Hawkins. Hand off Hawkins. Hit in the backfield, but he stretches and goes in. Touchdown, Bobcats. Benedictine had two guys hit him in the backfield, but he pulled away from them both, and Peru State takes a commanding lead now, 27-7. One more PAT effort to come up here for the Bobcats. Peru State runs the swinging gate. And now they're going to have Shane McInerney in Peru, Nebraska, by way of Ireland, by way of Florida. The circuitous route, the placement, the kick, and the point. Timeout, 13 seconds to go in the first half. Peru State 28, Benedictine 7.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
And the subsequent kickoff to Benedictine will be taken at the 25-yard line. Trey, left side, 30 to the 40. Penalty going to be thrown against Benedictine to the 45-yard line here. We're down to the last dozen seconds to play in the first half that the Ravens will be really glad to see over.
Yeah, first half where the Ravens have run 14 plays for 26 yards. Peru State, look at this, 46 plays in the first half for 261 total yards. And right now Peru State has kind of done whatever they want. They've got seven possessions so far in the first half. One, two, three, four touchdowns. Benedictine has had... this will be their sixth offensive possession of the ballgame because you got to go back to the first one.
We had to log that DD in a little bit.
Yeah. But the first one was that kickoff return by Trey.
So the Ravens will be marked back. They'll go to the victory formation, and they're going to limp into the locker room and go to halftime and try to figure out a way to come back in this one here tonight. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission in Peru, Nebraska. Halftime score, Bobcats 28, Benedictine 7.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
From Peru, Nebraska, where you're joining you, the end of the opening half finds Benedictine goes, I don't know how to say it kindly. I mean, just to be candid, there's some trouble here. They trail the intermission 28-7. The offense has done virtually nothing, and the defense is struggling.
Yeah, right now, your best offensive player has been your punter.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Heinrich has already knocked away three punts in the first half. You've had two turnovers by way of interception. And then your seventh possession, you got to the half. For Peru State, they've done a great job of coming into this ballgame with a good game plan and really executing it well. In the first half, how about this? Peru State, here's where I think I'm taking away from it. The defense is going to have to pick up for Benedictine. Peru State, 8 of 11 on third down. They're converting, what, 73% of their third downs? Benedictine is 1 of 4 today on third downs, and they do have a first down. Yeah, I mean, these numbers just at half are kind of crazy. For Benedictine, 15 total plays for 25 yards. For Peru State, they're going to have 46 plays for 261 yards
yeah.
in the first half.
And so far today, the Ravens are 2 of 8 passing the football for a grand total of 5 yards through the air in the first half. That's not what you're used to in one play.
What are they, 2 of 8?
2 of 8 for 5.
Completed as many to Peru as they have to their own receivers.
That's
at this
right.
point.
Having thrown a couple of interceptions. So for the Ravens, it's going to be hard to come back and win this game, to be very candid. I mean, but the very first step is to take that opening kickoff, put together some kind of a series, try to quit turning the ball over, try to generate some offense, try to get an offensive score to start the second half.
You know, and back in the pregame, we talked about it during our Dairy Queen grill and chill key to the game was you've got to take care of the football, and two turnovers in the first half are not taking care of the football, especially against a team where you had 3 fumbles last year and an interception.
We'll be back, see how it all goes, but right now we're looking forward to sharing a great conversation with you. Stick around. Halftime score here in Peru. Bobcats 28, Ravens 7. Kicking it back to Joseph the Care Sports Studio. He's got that halftime.
Your Raven halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven fan feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We're joined here on Care Radio with at halftime with Bubba Pearl, offensive lineman for the Benedictine Ravens. Bubba, it is so good to talk to you, my friend. How's it going?
So good talking to you also. It's going well. Just out here grinding away, trying to continue to make a buck.
Let's do the quick Bubba Pearl bio. I mean, you're not from so far from Atchison, you know, out of basically North Kansas City kind of an area, right?
Absolutely. It's Parkville, Missouri, so just, you know, south of the airport a few miles.
And how did you end up coming to Benedictine? Because I would suspect a big, strong guy, athletic guy like you had some opportunities.
Well, I have family there in Atchison, Kansas, so I'm pretty familiar with Atchison. Been up there a bunch as a kid, things like that. And when Coach Wilcox came and recruited me down out of Parkville South, it was just a no-brainer. You know, I'm 45 minutes from home. I already had family there in Atchison. The Coach Wilcox legacy that was already, you know, left at that time from him of just being a family man and going to a Catholic college where I could further my religion and things like that. It was just absolutely a no-brainer to go there.
And, of course, how cool is it that you're so close to home, not only with people who are already here in Atchison, but your family, I mean, they could hop up and get to see you play a lot in college.
Oh, absolutely. You know, family's huge in my eyes. And, you know, needless to say that my mother could get to me in 45 minutes if she really needed to. Was amazing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the great teams that you played on and some of the, you know, great guys that were on those teams along with you. And we're talking about teams this year and honoring teams this year who were in the postseason, and one of your clubs was that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
No, I just got to say, so tell us a little bit about what's it like to be on a team and you are going to the postseason. I mean, what's that got to feel like?
It's amazing, you know. That year we fought, and, you know, just to name drop, you know, we had the Cameron Four, who was, I think he was either that year or the year before, the NAIA Offense Player of the Year. We had the Jordan Ancars, who I think that year was the Defensive Player of the Year. We had, like, the Ashtons, that was just such an amazing leader and fun to be around. We had the Eric Bosslers, who, if you don't know Eric Bosler, probably one of the funniest people you'll ever meet in your life. And it was just a family thing, like walking into before that year. It was just like a feeling that, you know, we'd be able to fight that year and continue, you know, basically play free football, you know, play until we're done.
And this was 2011, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So for the couple of years before that, you know, they were a little more lean years. You know, you battled through, you know, against some excellent teams in a very strong conference, and you had not quite gotten to the playoffs, got a little bit close, didn't quite get to the hump. When in that 2011 year did you and maybe your teammates say, hey, you know what, we're going to make this. We're good enough to be this.
Absolutely. I think it was, in my eyes, we had, obviously, with the conference that we're in, you know, it's going to be the Bakers, the Mid-Americas, the Benedictines, and the Mo Valley. We had, I think it might have been homecoming or senior day, one of those days that we, you know, we had Mo Valley coming in, and, you know, that's always our big rival, I think, in my eyes, Missouri Valley. And we had just, we worked our butts off that. We came up with a great game plan on the offensive-wise. I know on the defense-wise they had an even better game plan. But to just pound the ball, I mean, I think our game plan was run the rock, you know, as many times as we can, because our front five on our offensive line was just better than their front seven. And once we had won that, it was just like the sky's the limit. You know, if we could continue just to pound the ball and keep defenses on their toes, and then, you know, maybe a play action or catch them off guard, you know, coming out and just throwing the ball, you know, that's when I knew that we had a real good shot of making a deep run.
Gus and I have a soft spot in our hearts for the guys who do the hard work, the fullbacks who block in the backfield, and those offensive linemen, which is so important. And you mentioned, you know, the names of a couple of those guys, you know, that you worked with like Eric Bosler. But you also were on the line with guys like Ryan Fontenot, and he was a lineman, you know, at the same time as you, and Cody Giroux, and, you know, some big, strong, real hard-nosed football guys.
Absolutely. Ron Fontenot, I'm pretty sure he was from New Orleans also, down that way. He was one of the funniest guys I've ever met, and I'm still in communication with him. Great guy. I mean, the guy was the size of a Mack truck and just had the athleticism. I don't know if anybody knew that. The guy could dunk a ball. Like, I mean, he was good 6'6", 300-plus pounds, and could palm a ball and dunk it very easily.
And you guys just went out there and were so business-like about it. Now, who was the offensive line coach at that time?
It was still Coach Papa Giorgio.
Coach Pops, what a classic guy he is. I mean, you have to love practice with him because, you know, he knew what was going on, and he was a great inspirer for young men.
Absolutely. The energy that he brought, one thing that I always knew of Coach Pops is you have to match his energy and his just fire and drive for teaching us the game that he knows and loves. So if you match his energy and play with the passion that he knew that we could play, then it was just a beautiful sight. And we had Coach Kelly, Michael Kelly, was also our grad assistant at that time, which he brought another dynamic to the coaching aspect. His energy of just, obviously, Coach Pops knows the game. He'd been around it for years. And Coach Kelly, from being a player himself, but a little bit younger, who could, you know, relate to us a little bit more of just matching our energy. And he just brought a different dynamic to it. And they gelled amazingly, which also brought us to a better a gel point, you know, just the drive. Like, I don't know how many other colleges have just an offensive line locker room, because that's how important, in my eyes, the offensive lineman is. I'm not saying anything negative about defense lineman, but the offensive line, we set the tone. We set the tempo, and Coach Pops and Coach Kelly drove that, you know. Starts with us. As soon as we break the huddle, get up to the line, look and see what we got, and to just to rip the face off of somebody else.
And, of course, you were working and operating beneath a head coach in Larry Wilcox, who also was an old offensive lineman in his playing days. So, I mean, he also had an affinity and an understanding for the position.
Absolutely. I mean, just the name Larry Wilcox. I mean, that we don't have to say anything else about that man. Just what he did for all the young athletes, for the college, for the town, for the sport, for the conference, for everything involved with football and Benedictine and life and religion, needs nothing else to say, you know. Like, he's just an amazing, he's an amazing person.
Huge playoff game as your Raven team traveled over to Georgetown, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Tell me a little bit about that trip and your memories of that game in Georgetown, Kentucky, against a team that was, you know, always in the top couple in the nation.
Mm-hmm. So the trip itself was fun. It's a long trip, especially to be on a bus. I think it was a 12-hour trip itself, driving, and, you know, 12 hours with a bunch of football players on a bus can be as fun and as entertaining as it can be, and just long and drawn out. We left, and I think we stopped in, like, St. Louis and kind of ate and stretched our legs, and a lot of movies were played for that trip. But the game itself was super exciting. We had a lot of alums that made it out to that game. We had a lot of family members that drove down for that. We had a lot of student athletes students that were there, and just the feeling of being down there, and, like, it was just nostalgia on that one.
Now, being 10 years removed, and isn't it kind of hard to believe that you're 10 years removed, you know, from the program as you've graduated and moved on into professional life?
It is very hard to believe. It seems like it was just yesterday that I was moving into the dorm rooms. I think freshman move-in day was either this past week or this week coming up itself. And as an athlete, we were there early, but it's funny that it's this time, 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, that we were, you know, strapping it up for what seemed to be my last time playing under Benedictine helmet. And I could still remember and hear the sounds of everything that led up to that year.
What are some of the other takeaways that you, not necessarily from the playoff, although that's been a focus for us here in this season, but from being a part of the program? Coach Wilcox was always full of information. He was full of inspiration. What were some of the things that have transferred for you from Benedictine football into your current career?
I think one of the biggest things is that still hits me. It's you know, being a part of Benedictine and that football team, it's a family. It's, you know, you arrive as strangers, you grow as one, and you leave as family members, I think that saying was. And just how to be a better man, you know, how to wake up every day and knowing at the end of the day, like, who I look at in the mirror, is that who you want to be? To know that every day is a new challenge, and to just live life to the fullest, to not take every day for granted, to just enjoy the small things. I know it's a lot of cliches there, and things like that, but Coach Wilcox instilled in us to be a better person, to be every day be better than what you were yesterday. If it's, you know, in your career-wise, in your family-wise, in your religion, and to just to continue to grow. Life's going to throw a lot of things at you. but it's how you handle those things thrown at you is how you're going to be, how you're going to grow as a person.
So if you're talking to one of these young players, maybe freshman, sophomore, he's just getting started, maybe doing a redshirt season or just trying to get his feet wet, trying to find a place in this system, what are some of the Bubba pearls of wisdom that you would throw at him?
Enjoy it. Definitely soak it up. These will be the best four and a half years of your life. Get out there and make friends with people who you probably have not, you know, made friends with, because there's all walks of life that come through that campus. Get out there, enjoy the activities that they have on campus. Get out there, go to the different sports, you know, be a part of the school, be a part of the system, and just enjoy it. Study hard. I wish that was one thing I should have done a little bit more, study hard. Figure out the balance of it, because, you know, if you're a freshman, you're probably not going to have, you know, mom and dad or whomever, you know, telling you to go to bed, telling you that you need to do your laundry, telling you that you need to study, telling you, you know, to wake up early and eat. Find that balance, because that balance is going to transfer over when you become that independent adult. And then just have fun. College is all about being, like, having fun. Find your niche, stick with it, and then just get out of your comfort zone a little bit. College is going to throw you a lot of different pieces and bones, and just take it and have fun, run with it. Get out of town. My mom always told me to, you know, don't go visit a place. You know, if you're in Kansas City, don't go home with somebody that lives in Blue Springs, you know, for the weekend. Go home with somebody that lives in Omaha. Go home, you know, go enjoy, you know, spring break. Go, you know, find people that live in, like, Illinois or somewhere else to just go home and try to figure out how they are. It's fun. You're supposed to get out and enjoy that part of life, and this is the time.
Bubba Pearl, I also have to share with you that not only are you a big, strong man on the football field, and we're an inspiration out there, but you are an inspiration to a lot of people. You brought charisma to the team, and anybody who ever met you will remember you and respect you, because you were the kind of a guy who would take that little extra time. And, you know, my children always enjoyed. You were like their favorite guy, whether you were at practice, whether you're walking back to the locker room and you would visit with them. I mean, you were the guy they looked at, and I think they're not the only ones. We certainly appreciate you taking time here today and having been such a great Raven. We look forward to you coming up to the stadium this year and seeing the team.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm, you know, keeping up on the social medias about the team, the new coach, and I'm loving it. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with the guys this year, and excited to see the new things that are happening all across that school and how beautiful it is. And it's an honor to be an alumni from that school. Like, I've made so many friends and family members from that school. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Bubba Pearl, you're the best. Thank you very much, man. Best of luck to you, and go Ravens.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. We'll see you guys soon.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan Feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
I'm done this week.
Yeah. I got a cup. Hey, we welcome you back to the Oak Bowl. We're getting set to go to the second half. The homestanding Bruce State Bobcats out in front of Benedictin 28-7. Good to have you back with us, everybody, with Joseph at a K Radio Sports Studio, producing and engineering it all. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts, and many thanks to Walton Pearl, Bubba, our halftime guest here today. Peru is going to be kicking the ball away, and there it goes. High end over end and very short. They like to do that short kick to an up man. It'll be taken by the Ravens at the 30-yard line and fall forward to around the 33. There was very little in the way of a return, and for Benedictine, here comes the offense, and Gus, this offense needs to need to assert itself a little bit right here.
Yeah, they're looking for just anything to happen for this offense. We've gone over it time and time again about how anemic the offense really was in the first half. So looking for a little bit of a spark, and here we go in the second half.
And we're going to have Garrett Kendall in to run the ball club. First and 10, Benedictine, little wraparound handoff right side. Rayshon, he'll get to the line of scrimmage to pick up three. Fall forward for one more, give him four on a first down carry into the right side.
Travis Reed on the stop right there for Peru State, the leading tackler for the Bobcats. And all of a sudden, we see what the Ravens are going to do to jumpstart this offense.
They're going to go to no huddling. They're going to spread her out. Four receivers left side. Garrett in trouble, going to fall down. Garrett Kendall got in trouble, and again, Gus, looking to abandon the pocket and not step into the pocket, was tackled by Nick Andrews, big nose guard for Peru State.
Into the game for the Ravens now, Jayshon Todd along with Jacob Gathright on this third long call.
Wide to the right side is going to be those two guys in trade. To the left side is going to be Buteau. Third down, 7, Benedictine. Ravens have not taken a minute yet off the clock here in the second half. First possession, throwing deep, going left. He's got his man caught at the 30-yard line on the fingertips. How about Jacob Gathright?
You're going to have you might have a roughing the passer right here.
Penalty marker back inside the 30-yard line, and the Ravens are pointing the other way.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer is going to be the call. So what a play right there for the Ravens, dialing it up. And can I tell you, I know that Jacob Gathright has wheels. I really thought that Kendall outthrew him there.
Yeah, you know, the throw was so deep, so hard. Among other things not working here, apparently now the field mic for the officiating
crew. It was working so great in the first half. So Gathright made the catch and was tackled right at the 28-yard line, but the penalty will push this thing down to the 16-yard line. So
they're going to mark that thing. First and 10, Benedictine, and they're going to go now inside the 15, 14, 13, 12-yard line is where they're finally going to quit moving. That was a pretty good play. First and 10, Ravens now in Peru territory. The 12-yard line. By far, far, far and away, the best field position they've had today. Quarterback back, rolling right, looking. Garrett rolling, and he's just going to throw it away at the back of the end zone. And again, Garrett running out of the pocket.
Yeah, and that time, kind of a little boot pass motion, and it'll be an incomplete pass in a second and 10. They were looking to the back of the end zone. The Ravens have a couple receivers out there, but everybody covered up. Now they're going to go to the bench and bring in a couple tight ends. No, that's going to be Pete Cadena and Harry O'Neill, right? Yeah, 82 and 83.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing some size.
Second and 10, Benedictine. Down around the 13-yard line, deep in Peru territory. Handoff, straight ahead. Rayshon hits the brakes, feet shoot out, loses maybe a yard. That did nothing, and it did it quickly. It'll bring up a third down and 10, Benedictine.
One of the things Rayshon has done in the last couple games, he's gone from being a running back who transitioned from fullback to being a running back and thinking too much about being a running back. Does that make sense? Like, he's trying to hit the brakes and see an inside gap versus there's a hole, hit it, and pick up the yardage. And right now we're seeing him lose his footing a lot of the times on those cutbacks.
Reed Levi on the right side. Now we'll go motion left. Trey Adger is already over there. Third down, 10, Benedictine at the 13. Garrett is back, flushed out, not going to run. He's at the 10. He's down to the 6-yard line. Garrett Kendall got about 6 or 7. Again, as he decides to run with the football, it will bring up poor Benedictine. It's going to bring up a decision, but I can't imagine it's much of a decision. You're fourth down. You're way too far behind to think about three.
Yeah, I just don't see where the points would really help you at this point. The Ravens are going to bring in Court Madsen. So Madsen is going to check in for the Ravens, and now got a lot of guys trying to come in or out, and now it'll be 4th and 3 for the Ravens.
Here goes Benedictine at the 6-yard line. The snap is over the head of Kendall. He goes back and picks it up, rolling, gets a block. That penalty is going to be something that takes a touchdown away from Benedictine.
Yeah, it's going to be a crackback block on Austin Buteau.
Yep.
as the pressure was coming from Craig Jones for Peru State, say, block was made. Jones jumps up. He's prancing and dancing about.
But the problem is, it's going to be a crackback block at like the 19, and then it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. I mean, this thing's going to push you out to the 34.
Production values here at Peru State. Not what the Cornhusker taxpayers expected for their money. They don't work. 12:07 to go in the third quarter, and as you called it, guys, they are walking this thing way back out. 34-yard line, fourth down and 31. No, well, yeah, fourth down and 31 at the 34 because they got to get it down to the 3-yard line.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're doing. They've got the field goal unit in. Now they're racing them out, bringing the offense back out.
No one knows.
Plenty of time.
No one knows what's happening. 16, 15, 14 on the play clock, and they are going to leave the offense out there.
Now, Casey Crehan to call a timeout. I'm not sure I like that idea for Peru.
We're going to hang on to it here, I think, for just a minute. What do you think?
Yeah, we might as well. I think if he was worried that his team wasn't ready for it, but what, you're looking at a 4th and 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 32?
If I were scouting Benedictine, I would say, you know what, let's see, from the 33, 43, add 7 on 50-yard field goal. I know what happened on a 49-yard attempt last week. I would not be afraid of the Ravens' 50-yard field goal effort.
Right, and so I think Coach Osborne probably ran the field goal unit out and then realized, oh, wow, the 15 was from the point of infraction and not from the original line of scrimmage, and then said, all right, let's keep the offense out. But I feel like Casey Crehan utilized a timeout there that he didn't have to, because I think Benedictine was right on the cusp of having to call their own timeout.
Trying to see Peru State. Now they had 12. Now they're running a guy off the field, so now they're down to 11. And Benedictine has Garrett Kettle coming out there. Buteau's going to go wide to the left side. You're going to have Harry O'Neill wide to the left side. You're going to have a tight end on the left side in Court Madison. On the right side, we have got Trey. Backfield is going to be Rayshon. Fourth down and 30.
He's going to punt this.
It is. It's a quick kick, little left foot kick by Garrett. We'll go to the 10. Go to the 5, that, and then bounce back out to the 7. That was about probably as good a plan as you could have had right there. I think that was an excellent decision, and that was well done by Garrett Kettle. He didn't kick it too hard, let it roll down there, let these guys go down and cover it.
Yeah, so he gave one real hard count. Nobody jumped, and when they realized nobody jumped, he took a couple steps back, took a little deeper snap, and just kind of dropped it there inside the 10. So a nice job right there by Kettle on the kick, but still, it's an offensive possession that finishes with no points.
We are 3 minutes into that possession, and the Ravens come up empty. It's still 28-7, Peru State and the Bobcats. They'll have their first touch of the football, first and 10 at their own 8-yard line. They're going to come to 8. Good spot for them. Quarterback Joy Dominguez has gone all the way today after having not played at all in week 2 last week. Snap is back, little wraparound hand up, hit in the middle, and a bear hug, and a loss of a yard or two on the play. Outstanding defense by that Raven front, and pace it away. How about Matt Cobbs, young man out of Utah?
Utah just became Big 12 country.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's been to Provo. What do you bet?
I would say probably.
Yeah,
so nice job right there by the Raven defense on first down. They're going to say actually a loss on the play. So that will be the third TFL for Matt Cobbs on this early season.
Third down and 12, or excuse me, second and down. Second down and 12 for Peru State. Back at its own 6-yard line. Bobcat quarterback Dominguez standing at his own 1-yard line. Waiting a snap, taking plenty of time. Play clock at 4, at 3, at 2, and there's a snap. He's back to throw. Fires one right side. That's a play they've run 30 times, it feels like, today. And still Benedictine having trouble. And now a very, very late penalty marker coming from right downfield.
If that's what I think it is, that's a terrible call. I think they're going to catch Tierney for maybe even a targeting call right there. Because Tierney came from the safety position and laid a hit on the receiver on that slant pattern. But right as the hit occurs, that official from the backside threw the penalty marker.
Let's see what they've got to say as Peru State receiver Dremel Jackson is kind of hobbling off the field. He's being looked at over there by the
training crew. His ankle maybe a little bit. I mean, he's coming off under his own power. Look, looks like he's going to try to walk it off.
Tierney's coming off the field. I think he knows this is on him.
I'd be interested to see. It'd be more interested if I could hear it, but let's see what is the, what he says.
Personal foul, targeting, Benedictine. That will probably add that in today for Tyler Tierney. No, it's not Tierney. It's going to be...
39. 39 or 38. 39. I got the glasses on. I can tell you. Right here.
It's going to be Jackson Hoskins, a freshman out of Overland Park, Blue Valley West.
You know the official's got the wrong guy, right?
Yeah, because it was Tierney that went flying down in there.
This crew has struggled mightily tonight. They had some very interesting calls, and that time they made a call that I don't think they saw clearly, and in fact they saw it so poorly that they just ejected the player who was not involved in the play. However, for Peru State...
Hey, if you're a freshman, that's the way you take one.
Oh, yeah! Tyler Tierney saying, young man... I owe you a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
First and 10. Peru will have the football with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter, leading at 28-7. It first attended its own 28-yard line. Dominguez, long count. Wraparound handoff. Hit in the backfield. Breaks one tackle. Breaks two tackles. Breaks three tackles. But the fourth, fifth, and sixth defenders are there. And it'll be a tackle for a loss. Tell you what, some really hard running out there by Kajana Owens.
Tyler Tierney, Gavin Spangler in on the stop for the Ravens. A loss on the play of one. It'll bring up a second and 12 for Peru State. And this time they're staying up on the line. Looks like they're trying to maybe hurry it up a little bit. If I were them, that's not the style I would get to, right?
You know,
take the time.
You know where I don't want to be tomorrow? Film breakdown.
Ooh.
Okay. 10:15 to go. Third quarter. Second down and 11. Peru's faced a lot of second down and longs, but somehow they continue to be able to advance the football. Three to the right side. QB rolls right, steps up, releases the pass, and it is batted away. Nearly, I thought, picked off. Nicely defended across the way around the first down marker.
For the Ravens over there on coverage, how about Hagen Losa, a freshman out of Katy, Texas, playing that outside linebacker? Is that who you got, 49?
That's who I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Hagen. So, third down for Peru. Game completion stops the clock. At some point in time. 9:58. We can't tell because, again, the clock fails here.
You know how you hear people with two first names?
Uh-huh.
He's got two last names.
Yes. Great play right there. Back to throw over the middle. It's going to be caught wide open for the first down. So Peru State facing a third down and 12. Gets about 13 to 14 yards. Picks up the first down. And the Raven defense again allows the chains to be moved.
For Peru State, that's going to be their 19th first down of the game. I'm trying to figure out how many the Ravens have. Two. So 17 more first downs today for Peru State. The Bobcats have it out to the 41-yard line. Ravens shuffling in a lot of different defensive players tonight.
We're going to have to try to find the 11 that are going to make the magic happen. First and 10, Bobcats at their own 41. Peru State leading in the ballgame 28-7. Ravens trying to avoid back-to-back losses here on the season. Quarterback is back. It was a broken play. Now he's going to be hit. That's going to be an incomplete pass. They'll say his arm is moving forward.
Again, not a big fan of that call, right? Jalen James got in there and was able to put pressure on Dominguez. And I thought he hit Dominguez and dislodged that ball before his arm came forward.
Yeah, well, I think if he was falling forward, he realized what was happening and just kind of chucked it to the ground, maybe.
Incomplete pass. It'll bring up second and 10.
Peru at their own 41-yard line. Boy, just look at those numbers up and down the stats so far tonight. And for Benedictine, it's head-scratching time. So, Joey Dominguez, he's having a huge game. Back to throw, sets up the screen, out in the right flat, bouncing to the outside, getting away again from the first tackler, and finally being pushed out of bounds by the second across the way. And yes, I know Benedictine's guys have great speed out there, but why are they not making first contact? That was Jerry Anderson with a catch and carry. Is Anderson quicker than them? Does he put a little bit of a move on and elude them? But the first guy is not making the tackle.
Yeah, a lot of times I think the first guy understands he doesn't have much help over the top. So really, they're just trying to slow play the play and allow some help to come over there, because if they miss that tackle, it's a touchdown.
Third down, 5. Movement all over the place. Benedictine claims they were drawn. The officials have
ball start offense
to make a call here, and there it is. Ball start, Peru State.
So instead of 3rd and 5, it's 3rd and 10.
But that's not really a big deal, because Peru's been 3rd and 11 and 12 and 13 a lot of times tonight and been able to pick up that yardage plus maybe 1 or 2.
Super efficient on third downs, right? 9 or 12. You're hitting on 3/4 of your third downs, and I mean, that's something as a defense you got to look at, because you got to get off the field so your offense has a shot.
Big number. Third down, 10 of their own 41. With a 28-7 lead, Peru State. Bobcats here in the Oak Bowl again. They milk the clock. Quarterback back, throwing left, hard as he can, and that thing is way out of bounds. A field judge was the only individual anywhere near that football as it came to the ground. And here comes Trey Adger in for a punt return. I'm not really sure. I didn't think Dominguez was under that kind of pressure for him to have thrown the ball that hard, that far, and well out of the reach of anyone and well out of the field of play.
So for Peru State, this will be the 3rd punt of the evening.
Bobcats will be kicking from their own 41-yard line.
Is that going to be 99, right? It's going to be Devin Fields, a freshman, out there to punt.
And he kicked it a mile. Trey calls for and executes a fair catch at the 15-yard line. So 35, 40, that's a 45-yard punt from the line of scrimmage.
But high hanging, there was just no chance for Trey to get a return on them. Garrett Kettle going to be in as the quarterback on this possession. You're going to see Rayshon stay in at the tailback.
Here comes our BC offense, an offense that has generated 71 yards of total offense today. 3 of 10 passing. Here's a little jet sweep to the right side, turning the corner. That's good for a yard, yard and a half.
Over there on the stop, you're going to have Clayton Thrasher also getting out of the sack. Travis Reed for Peru State. Not much of a gain right there. Was that Jayshon Todd on the carry?
First touch, I believe, of the afternoon and evening, wasn't it, for Jayshon?
Yep.
They're going to give him a couple of yards. 2nd down, 8, Benedictine. Approaching the midpoint of the 3rd quarter. Ravens got a lot of room that they're going to have to make up. And we're going to get there. You're going to have to start soon. Kettle takes a snap, pitches right, and coming up field, picking up another 2 or 3 yards, Rayshon Mills. That two-handed pitch play into the traffic is not going to get you the kind of scoring and yardage and possessions you're going to need. There's Mike Lombardi out there. He's from right up the road up here at Auburn High School.
So the Ravens now looking at a 3rd and short, and I'm just going to say it. They've got to pick up this first down. The Ravens 2 of 6 today on 3rd down opportunities.
Rayshon Mills will be in the backfield to run the football. Wing to the right, 2 receivers to the left. They got a running set, and Kettle will take it, carry it, pick up a 1st down, and more. Garrett at the 30-40. Garrett at the 50-40. Kettle will give himself up at the 30-yard line. That was a nice job, Garrett Kettle.
Garrett Kettle looked over his right shoulder and saw the cornerback, Delonte Hood, bearing down on him. And great job by Kettle to just get down, not allow Hood a chance to knock that football away. The Ravens, after that big first down run, are going to bring in Jayshon Todd. They're going to bring in Jacob Gathright, and they're going to bring in a new running back. This time it's going to be Damon Wygand. I'm surprised we haven't seen Drake in there at all. Tailback.
We have not. 1st and 10, Benedictine. Ravens at the 29-yard line. Jayshon will go over to the left side. Quarterback is back. He's going for the end zone. He's in the corner and is batted away and incomplete. No marker on the field. It'll break up a 2nd down.
Look, and Jacob Gathright turns around and talks to the official. He says, I get it. You got to allow the cornerback a chance at that ball, but you can't allow him to tackle me when I come back for it.
That's going to bring up for the Ravens a 2nd down. And BC's going to bring
You got a Wildcat formation with Jayshon because Kettle now lined up at the receiver over on the left side.
Drew State is not making any kind of an adjustment. They seem to be unalarmed by this. I'm a little alarmed.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a second and 10 call.
Very long count. Snap back. Run straight ahead to the 30, 25, down to the 20, stretching out to the 15-yard line, still on his feet, and they'll stop him. Forward progress down to the 15-yard line. That was a nice run. And you know what I love about runs like that? What I always like about a run is when you hit for the goalpost. And that's what he did, straight south.
I was a little surprised because Jayshon is the guy who, you know, likes to be shifty in space, but that time he realized that, hey, I just got to get downhill on this play, saw a little bit of a gap and picked up great yardage. He'll check out of the ballgame for this play. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens at the 15.
Trey is wide to the left side. Buteau slot to the left. A back this time on either side of Garrett Kettle. He'll send one man in motion, keep it himself. Now go back across and throws in the middle to Rayshon. It gains little, if anything.
Yeah, a lot of trickeration there. That's something you're going to see probably from the Chiefs tomorrow afternoon. Is you run that option look to the left and then an inside screen. And that time Rayshon Mills was there for the screen, but also there was a big nose tackle, Nick Andrews. And Andrews, again, a tough guy to block at 6'4", 320.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes those big guys, you try to trick them and they're too slow to get tricked. They're not going to be able to follow the trick, so they're just where they're supposed to be. Here's a QB back to throw again on a second down call. He'll throw into the end zone, into coverage. Is it caught in the end zone? Touchdown, Ravens! What a play! Deep in the right edge, and Benedictine is on the board for the first time in a while.
13-yard touchdown reception by Trey Adger. He caught the ball in the near corner of the end zone, got a foot down, and the Ravens with their first offensive touchdown of the ball game.
If this is, you talked about the NFL, had this been an NFL catch, you wouldn't have made it.
No, he only got one.
Yes.
But it counts.
Only needed one. Now, BC, looking for the point after. Keegan Trammell is down and on its way, and it is perfect. Time out of the field. Ravens mounting a comeback effort. I think we've got 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Peru, 28, Benedictine, 14.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Now after the touchdown, Benedictine kicks it away, and Orion Finley will take the short kick, return it up the field across the 30 to the 32. It'll be first and 10. Bobcats with a football, leading Benedictine 28-14, 5:06 to go in the third quarter.
Got a penalty marker down over here at the
32. Way back there.
Official. It's going to be an infraction against Benedictine on the kickoff. They're going to say they had a man offside.
So, question is, what do you do? They got a pretty good field position out of this.
Yeah, for Peru State, they're going to have this possession. Their ninth of the ball game is going to be at their own 37.
So the Bobcats will accept the football. 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Ravens trail by two touchdowns. Joey Dominguez, he's just been absolutely outstanding this evening. Here in Nebraska, takes a long count, hands off to his running back. He bursts through gaping hole, 40, 5, 50,
45, 40, keeps his balance, 30, down the left side, 25-yard line. That was a near 50-yard run and just a burst of speed into the middle of the field. Gave it to Kijana Owens.
Yeah, Kijana Owens, a guy who has, you know, been a starter over the years here for Peru State. Didn't appear on any two deeps all week, but must have magically gotten better over the course of the last 48 hours. Kijana Owens will stay in at the tailback. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats. Joey Dominguez with Kijana Owens on his right, trips to the left.
Tell you what, Ravens defense struggling from time to time here tonight, and here's going to be a little jet sweep to the right side, the wide side. Oh, what a great pursuit from the backside by Jalen James. Did not allow that play to develop. Because he came all the way across the field to make that stop. We're down to 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Benedictine football here on CARE, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. And Peru has done a tremendous job of slowing this game down. They have taken all the air out. They don't even come to the line of scrimmage seriously until we're down to 8-7. Still not even thinking about a snap at 5. Quarterback looks around at 2, and there's the snap. Play action, lobbing, end zone. Got his man. Did he catch it? Touchdown! Peru State with another catch in the corner, and the Benedictine secondary is just livid over there, Gus. So Peru answers the Benedictine lone offensive touchdown of the night with one of their own with 3:35 to go in the third quarter, pushing their lead back to 34-14. They'll swing the gate back over to the right side. Point after coming up here for McInerney. And his kick is good. Taking a break. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats 35, Ravens 14.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
We'll see what the resilience level is as this kick is away high and short. They just don't want to kick it to the Raven deep, man. This one's going to bounce, and now the Ravens got to chase it, go back and take it down near the 15-yard line up the field to the 30 and pull that from behind at the 31-yard line. This is what schools, teams have gone to, because the short, high, poochy kick to, you know, allow for coverage and not allow for a long return. They'd rather give it to you at the 20, 25, 30 to give you a chance at a return.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, just kick it out of the back of the end zone and give them the touchback.
Here comes the Raven offense. We'll see if Benedictine, they need three touchdowns to tie. 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Wraparound handoff straight ahead goes Rayshon. He'll get about 4 to the 35-yard line. Second and a half a dozen for BC. We'll be inside 3 minutes of play in the third quarter here very shortly. Two receivers to the right side. Again, the handoff for Rayshon. He's hit at the line, gets nothing. Nice tackle in the middle for Peru State. Tackled this time by Travis Reed, the senior from Hickman, Nebraska.
leading tackler on this team, coming in at that Will linebacker.
Okay, so tonight, tackles-wise, ready?
Sure.
Jalen James has now passed Kyle Schrick and Guido to move into number three all-time tackles.
He's having a great night tonight, but unfortunately, he's getting an awful lot of opportunities to make tackles. Here's a pass, and it is going to be short, well off the mark, and incomplete. A diving effort.
And here's the problem the Ravens are kind of running into. There's 2.5 minutes left. You're still in the third quarter, but you're having a lot of three and out. You've got to punt the football right here. But yet, you've got to start doing something on the offensive end. And that's kind of been a trend all year for the Ravens. I mean, I sent you something earlier today. I was kind of looking through the stats, and Benedict just kind of middle of the pack.
Here's a fake punt, and it gets the loss of a yard. The snap went back to the up man, and, boy, Bruce State either sniffed that out or the Ravens just kind of ran through the blocking. It was not even close, and Bruce State already leading by 3 touchdowns. Gus is going to have a short field.
Look, Rayshon's throwing up his hands. I don't think he expected to get that football, but I'm not even sure that really was the call. So he's coming over to the sideline and having to talk with Joel Osborne. I think there was some miscommunication on that entire play.
Well, it didn't execute well, and for Peru State, they've got the lead, they've got the ball, they've got the momentum, and they've got a 1st and 10, beginning a series at the Benedictine 36-yard line, leading a 35-14 here tonight.
Coming into today's game, Benedictine 8th in the conference when it came to scoring, 7th total offense. They're not doing anything to help those numbers here tonight.
Quarterback. Been a great day for Joey Dominguez. He may be conference POW at this rate. The handoff goes to the left side, and Ravens make a nice tackle near and along the line of scrimmage. A short game for a little of anything. Matt Cobbs again in on the stop for BC. 2nd down 10.
So, did Joey Dominguez just get that much better overnight? I mean, because, look, you go back to, he didn't play last week, but the only game he did play was game one. He was 4 of 18 in that thing.
I mean, you've got to ask yourself the question, did he really get a lot better, or does the defense making him look better? But anyway, he's certainly performing better. As you mentioned, he was 4 of 18, and what is he today? He is 19 of 25 today. Here's a handoff to the tailback. There's a big hold. No penalty marker goes down, and the running back turns the corner, crosses the 35 down to the 33-yard line. On the outside, a huge hold by the left guard. He drug the outside linebacker down, and there's no marker. Joe Glasser makes the stop for Benedictine.
So it'll be a 3rd down for the Bobcats. Just over 90 seconds left here in the first half, or the third quarter.
3rd down. And again, prove 15-14. They're going to stand here for another 10 or 12 seconds before they snap the ball. And that is a smart ploy, okay? As a fan, it makes you, it feels like maybe it's a little boring, but it is a smart move. Back to throw, going deep and way out of bounds and incomplete down the right side. But again, for Perugas, they are going for that size mismatch. The 5'6 defensive back against the 6'4 receiver.
So it's going to bring up a 4th down for Peru, and they're going to bring in the, I'm not really sure yet, punting unit? Are they going to try to kick a long field goal?
Oh, we're going to go. Punter's in. I thought they would go for a field goal. It would have been a 50-yard field goal effort, but instead, they're going to look to punt it away. Ravens are going to have a return man back up a 10-yard line. Ravens are scattering it out, too. Look at them covering everybody coming downfield. This is a very unusual punting formation with triplets right and left. Snap is back. And now the punter has a little word for one of the Raven players. And that was an intentional penalty, by the way. Just to give himself a little bit more room. 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll try it once again at the 38. And again, standing just across midfield in Benedictine territory.
Peru will be punting the football away.
There you go. False start against that left guard. There. 15 started to rock back a little bit because he's looking at Tyler Wilson, and Wilson's going to be coming through going after the punt.
So now, again, it doesn't matter. This punter, he's just getting a little more room where he can kick it. This is not quite an issue for him, the ball on the 43-yard line. He can easily punt this thing into the end zone if that's what he wants to do. Again, the Raven return settling in at the 10. Snapback is good. The boot away, and it is high, and it is going to land in the end zone. And that is a touchback. So for Benedict, then, it is first and 10. But gosh, tick-tock. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ravens trailing in this game by 3 touchdowns. It's 35-14.
Yeah, and the biggest problem right now for the Raven offense is that, you know, through 3 quarters, you've only scored offensively 1 touchdown. 2 touchdowns on the board, because you got to remember back that the Ravens answered the first Peru State touchdown with a Trey Adger 91-yard kickoff return.
So here comes Benedict and Jayshon Todd, the last guy to come off the near sideline. Ravens are going to go all wide to the left side. Tight end is on the right. Motion will go to the right. Hand off Jayshon. They've tried this about a half a dozen times, and each time it's good for about a yard. It was good for about a yard again here. Second and 10, or 9 make it.
That time coming up to make the stop for Peru State. You had Travis Reed over there along with Delonte Hood. 2-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up second and 8.
So here comes Jayshon back out of the ball game. And again, we keep looking for the Ravens to stretch the field a little bit, go laterally a little bit. That would do them some benefit because they are in some trouble here. Here's a short pass taken by Rayshon. He will stiff-arm the first defender across the line of scrimmage and get across the 25-yard line. Finally, pumped out of bounds along the near side. Ultimately, getting up to near the 29, it'll bring up a third down, 1 for BC. And they're going to have to hurry. No, wait, he went out of bounds, so it stops the clock. So the Ravens are going to get one more play here in the third quarter.
They're going to bring both tight ends into the ballgame, Court Madsen and Reed Levi, for this third and short call.
I'm looking at Trey over there. Look at the mismatch on the height of their defender over there, Desmond King.
No over-the-top safety help.
For sure. Officials stopped. Oh, I thought he'd gone out of bounds. And so Benedict, and with the clock running, does not get a playoff. That's unfortunate. We're taking a break. Three quarters of the book here in Peru. Bobcats 35, Ravens 14.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, it's so good to have you with us here on Care Radio. College football and Benedictine's first play of the fourth quarter is going to be a pitch to the left side, getting across the 30, picking up a first down across the 35-yard line and up to the 36. Nice little run to the left side, and Ravens will advance the sticks. It is going to bring up a first and 10, and because that's Rayshon with that little run to the left side.
Yeah, and for Peru State, they've got a player a little slow to get up, or more so than that, not in a hurry to get up.
And so the Ravens huddling up, Coach Osborne quickly out of the field. So now he's got a minute or two to talk to him, more than he had between quarters. What are you going to be able to say here? I mean, you got to inspire these guys. And I don't know if you can inspire enough to get back from this 3-touchdown deficit with one quarter of football, because of the first 3 haven't gone that well.
Yeah, and the other problem that you're going to run into is this always drives me nuts when the player lays there and then the trainer gets over there and then he hops straight up before the trainer looks at him and runs off the field. But right now, if you're Coach Osborne, you got to talk to your guys about, hey, we've got to hurry up and probably score quickly because Peru State milks a lot of time off the clock. Even a three and out takes some time.
Jayshon tied to the ball game. He'll slot to the left side. Outside him is Adger. Other side of the field is going to be Buteau. Quarterback back to throw, looking, now chased out, rolling, running, running, now throwing deep downfield. He has a man, and it's going to be caught at the 30, and inside the 30-yard line, huge play for Benedictine. And you talk about a target, there was one there, but there is no penalty down on this play. The Raven receiver getting up slowly, but he comes off the field.
Puto did a great job of hauling that thing in, and the Peru State safety was lining him up while that ball was in the air. Hits Buteau, and he, in turn, injures himself as he's going to just roll out of play.
Now, Coach Osborne has come out, and he's talking to the official. I don't know what he's telling him. He had some, do we have somebody back there? We got two guys now coming up from deep backfield. I don't know what was happening. And now there's confusion about who is going where and who is in and who is out. And the play clock is not running and the game clock is not running. So apparently it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the Ravens, I think, only have 10 guys. They're going to figure out the tight end position. Just say, Reed, go in there.
Okay. Play clock is now down at a dozen as it started moving. First and 10, Benedictine to the 26 after the long play. And here's going to be a defensive penalty as racing through is Nicky Andrews. Here's the thing. Nicky Andrews is not hiding from anyone, no matter what he does, ever. At 6'4 and 320, the big junior is pretty easy guy to spot.
Yeah, and for Nick Andrews. Okay, so what he was doing was looking at the play clock. And he was guessing. Like, that thing was down to 5, and he said, all right, they're going to stab it now. And just trying to get a quick jump and, in turn, caused his defense 5 yards.
Ravens now down to the 21-yard line. It is first down, but we're at 14 minutes to play in the game. BC trails by 3 touchdowns. Play action over the middle. Wide open. Touchdown, Ravens! The catch downfield for Benedictine by Jacob Gathright, the freshman out of Oceanside, California. Benedictine is again on the board.
19-yard touchdown. Throw and catch right there for the Ravens. Makes it 35-20, pending the PAT here.
Ravens are going to bring Tegan Trammell in. Trammell looking for the point after. 13:55 to go in the game. Ravens trying to get within a couple of scores here. It is down and up and count it. Taking a break, Joseph with 13:55 left. Ravens looking to come back. Peru State 35, Benedictine 21.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All of us at Exchange Bank are proud to live in a community like Atchison, in a county where patriotism is alive and well. It's what bonds citizens together, regardless of other distinctions. We are forever indebted to the men and women for protecting our life and liberty. We honor those who gave their lives for their country and have compassion for those who lost loved ones in the tragic events of September 11th. Exchange Bank and Trust, equal housing lender, member FDIC, proud to be American.
Well, the kick away by Benedictine, and it'll be taken very near the goal line. It brought straight back up the middle across the 25, just short of the 30-yard line, where Peru State is going to begin this possession. Gus, this is what, a dozen possessions for Peru?
This will be their 11th possession, yeah. So right now they have kind of fallen into a little bit of a pattern, right? Every kid loves a pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
So touchdown, punt, and so if the pattern were to hold true, Peru's due up for a touchdown on this possession. So the Ravens looking to break a pattern right here.
Let's see how that all works for this Benedictine defense. Time for them to rally if they're going to have this team come from behind here tonight. Dominguez, one man behind him. The handoff is going to go that way. Bouncing outside, again, getting to the edge, putting his head down, picking up about 5 yards. The sweep to the outside. Nice run.
Tonight, Peru State has done a great job with that sweep. Getting outside the tackle and just kind of sealing off that edge. Not every time it's good for 5-6 yards.
Yeah.
Last year against Peru State, Benedictine had 6 sacks against the Peru State quarterback, Joey Dominguez. Today, haven't got to him yet.
I haven't been close to him yet. It is a second down for Peru. Second down at about 4 at their own 33-yard line. Clock ticking along. We're going to be under 13 minutes when this one is snapped. Bobcats doing everything they can to get this game over quickly as they are able to. Here's a straight-ahead run that is going to be stopped after the gain of about 1. Nice job in the middle for the Raven defensive front. And again, you got Matt Cobbs. Matt having a great game today.
Yeah, Matt Cobbs doing a great job of getting into the backfield and being a force to be reckoned with. Not a huge guy, 6'2", 235, junior, playing that defensive end position.
Jordan Malcolm is going to check in to the Benedictine defense as the Ravens anticipate a little pass by Peru State. Third down, Bobcats at their own 34-yard line, third down 3. Peru leading at 35-21. Quarterback straight back to toe, has a wide open receiver. It's caught, and he is going to be short.
They're going to
a huge mark. Oh, what a mark.
Look how much difference the two officials are.
Back.
Yeah. The official on the near side has him back at the 36, and they're giving him a spot.
That's short.
No, they gave him a first down.
Nope.
Sure he is.
I can't believe he gave him a first
but
down
look,
there.
Coach Osborne's saying, but wait a second, you had it back here at the 36. They're marking it all the way up to the 37 first down for Peru.
First and 10, Bobcats. 11:45 to go. I'm looking across. That ball was nose up to the 37-yard line, and I thought that stick was clearly across their 37-yard line on the far side. But look at Peru State taking his time. The clock is rolling. Officials walking around. Dominguez is going with his hands outstretched, like, who me? 9 seconds, 8 on the play clock. 11:10 to play. Bobcats doing a masterful job of burning time up. Hand off, and a little straight-ahead run. Nice blocking, nice run to the 40, 45, and very close to the first down. And here's the deal. You talk about you got to get him behind this chains. Well, right now, Peru State is getting in front of them.
Yeah, Peru State's doing a great job of setting themselves up with second and short. And right there was a 10-yard run on second down. Peru State just checking all the boxes tonight, right? If they came in with a game plan and said, we've got to do this, this, and this to win, right now I think they knocked out 75% of what they wanted to do tonight. And look at the first down, 22-8.
And until that last drive, it was not even that close. It was remarkable. First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Peru now just running between the tackles. It's a straight-ahead handoff to Ty Jana Owens, who, again, appeared nowhere. Nobody's too deep, three deep, four deep, but he's been playing a ton here tonight. He has been very effective. It's going to be a gain to the 49-yard line, a second down and 8. Peru just short of midfield. What's Kajana up to? He's got 82 yards, now 84 yards on 20 carries today. Benedictine's leading rusher is Garrett Kettle, the quarterback.
But 6 for 67, but one of those was that 48-yarder.
Yeah. Second down, Peru State, 3-2-1-0. Now the ball gets snapped. Penalty markers, nope. The quarterback is back, the throw, and there's a pass interference on Benedictine. The pass was way short, but the Raven secondary was beaten, and they just went into the receiver down there. You don't think that?
Did he touch him? I just thought he threw his arms up and just kind of stood there. But a pass interference is going to be called against the Ravens secondary. And so that's going to be the sophomore, Adam Wilbers. Can I tell you? So we have a board. 3, 6, 9, 12 players in the secondary, right? Only three of them are still in there tonight.
It is. Is this like open audition night? Because you're looking for the guys who are going to do it for you. This season is a long one, and there's a long way to go. Looking for the guys who are going to make the difference. First and 10. Here comes Peru. Now down to the Benedictine 36-yard line. 35-21, Bobcats with the lead, with the ball, with the momentum. And here's a handoff to the running back in the backfield. He's going to be hit, swarmed over, and there's going to be no gain. That was a nice job by Garrett Pinvidic. He's been really, really good again tonight.
Yeah, Garrett the big junior out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
How'd you get that all on the envelope? Okay? If you're sending him a Christmas card, I would need, like, the full-size number 10 business envelope.
I'm telling you, I'd have to drop down to put the zip code underneath.
9:20 to go in the ball game. Second down, 10, Peru. Peru State doing the old rope-a-dope here, just lulling everybody to sleep. They continue just to stand around, move up over the football with 8. Now down at 3, 2, and the snap at 1. The jet sweep to the left side. It's been good for them all night, and this time it's going to be good for about 5 as Jarius Anderson runs it around to the left side, and it will be a third down 5. And the mistake here, though, for Peru is going out of bounds. I thought they'd stopped it for a moment. Third down, and Bobcats at the Raven 32. We are going to be right at 8 minutes left. This series has been long and time-consuming. What time did the Ravens score? 13:55? So they have been over 5 minutes on this series, and they're not even down to the 30 yet. The snap, the handoff, running back is hit in the backfield, breaks away, comes over to the near side, there's push in the back, there's a hold, there's a hit, bounces away, still running. Bouncing away, hit again, bounces away, hit again. The seventh Raven to make contact is finally able to make the tackle. And when Jalen James shows up, you know the job will get done.
Yeah. When I realized Kajana Owens was running right into the path of Jalen James, I'm like, all right, he's going to come up short. But about an 80-yard run to pick up no yards, right? I mean, he ran all the way around the field and finally pulled him down for a fourth down. The punter into the ball game. They show that it's Devin Fields, but that gentleman is a lot bigger than 6'1", 160.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. He had a long talk with Coach before he came out here. He's standing at his own 45, and he's going to throw the pass. He's got a wide-open receiver at the 30, 25, first down 15, or near the 15-yard line. You see, Todd Long talked to the coach. Instead of watching him, what he must have paid attention, you could see that coming, like, you know, like the big chief coming down the pike. First and 10. Peru State at the Benedictine 17-yard line.
But I'm not even sure why the Ravens were set up in a return. I mean, if he punts it out of the end zone. Yeah. I mean, that was just... Yep.
So
7 minutes left. Yeah, here we go.
Bobcats are going to come out. 6:55 to go.
For the Bobcats, that's going to be their 25th first down of the ball game. Compared to Benedictine's 8.
Hand off into the middle, and there's going to be nothing gained. But Peru State doesn't need to gain, doesn't care about gaining, doesn't have to gain any yardage whatever. They just need to run a little bit of time off the clock coming up off the point of tackle for the Bobcats is little Kajana Owens.
Ravens continue to change out their defensive linemen. Look at time of possession tonight. 31 minutes for Peru State and counting. Benedictine, 14:59.
So that's 2-1.
2-1.
6 minutes left in the game. Dominguez, motion right. There's your snap. Handoff running back. Hey, Jonna, straight ahead, down to the 15. Give him about three. And it will bring up now a third down for Peru, and they're going to take this thing down to very near 5 minutes to play. It's Gus, I'm going to just say right now, huge win for Peru here tonight against the Benedictine team coming in that everybody thought was going to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, Peru State is a team who, what, coming off of a loss last week to Central Methodist, they were a team that's, you know, trying to figure themselves out, but a masterful game right now by Joey Dominguez and bringing back Hajana Owens this week has done them well.
Peru at the Benedictine 15. 5:15 to go. Quarterback draw. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be brought down. Tackle for the Ravens by Dwayne Lacey out of DeKalb, Illinois. 5 minutes left. And will this be a field goal effort? It would appear to be. They got 35-21. Peru and a field goal would make this a three-possession lead. It is going to be McInerney, who's perfect on the season. The kick is airborne, got plenty of height, plenty of length, hits the scoreboard. That thing was through it with a ton of room to spare. We got a timeout. 4:27 to go. Peru State running away. Bobcats 38, Ravens 21.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
First day by 17, the kick away. It is high and short. Fielded by the Ravens at the 25, 35, and down to the 40-yard line. Ravens are going to bring their offense out, but trailing in this one by a chunk. Now we've got pushing and shoving, and the officials turning a deaf ear and a blind eye. Ravens are going to bring their offense out of the field. 4:19 to go. It is first and 10, Benedictine. Who the Ravens bring out here, Gus, is they, I would think, are going to utilize this opportunity to continue to try to evaluate talent and find a combination that is going to be successful for them. Snap is back, dropped, picked back up. The throw downfield is intercepted, and what a great job by Trey Adger to break up the INT. Without Trey, Kettle throws his third interception.
Yeah, that's a good job by Trey Adger. To go over the top of the defender and able to just knock that ball away because he had it hauled in, but Trey Andrew doing a great job and bring up second down.
Second down, Benedictine. Ravens at their own 42-yard line. 4:10 left. Kettle over to the right side, has a man open in the flat, three defenders in front of him. He's going to be slung out of bounds after the gain of about four. It will bring up now for the Ravens a third down six. Buteau will make the catch for BC across the way. And again, Dennis, I understand you can't score on every play. Certainly the Ravens have proven that tonight, but 3-4 yards at a time, trailing by, 17 with less than 4 minutes to go on the clock rolling. This is not going to get you anywhere close to where you want to be. Back to throw again. Quarterback going over the middle, going deep. That's the play, and it is going to be caught at the 20. Spectacular catch. Look downfield, and that's Jayshon.
Yep, Jayshon Todd going up and hauling that thing in. The Ravens are going to have it first down and 10 at the 19-yard line of the Bobcats.
It's one of the few times tonight Ravens have actually run the nine, spread the field, and moved the ball laterally, first and 10, down to the 19-yard line. PC taking a world of time now. They are so confused about personnel in and out of the game. They've brought Damon Wygand in. He's checking his play list on his arm. Quarterback will take the snap, and he wants to run. He's hit. He's sacked. He's going to lose about 6 or 7 or 8.
The Ravens haven't utilized any of these timeouts.
Was Garrett, was that a called quarterback draw, or did he just decide that he was going to go with that? I could not tell for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's
3 minutes left.
The offense tonight is just not been great, right? The Ravens came into the ball game kind of 7th in total offense, 8th in other categories, and got nothing to really help themselves tonight in. Now they're going to have to turn around and come back next Saturday afternoon with a talented Clark team coming at you.
Quarterback hit from behind. They're going to call it a fumble. It's rolling around. Appreciate's going to pick it up and score. Bobcats are going to take the Garrett turnover 50 yards to the other end. And another Raymond T.O. turns into a Bobcat TD.
Give it an 80-yard scoop and score for Peruse Day.
2:35 to go, and Peru is making a statement to the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They are in it to win it this year.
They're going to beat Grandview?
No.
Okay.
But you know what? They're going to beat a lot more teams, I think, than anybody expected about, first of August.
Yeah, I think, they'll be a good middle-of-the-road team. I think they'll probably be – I think the game now that if you look in the North Division, you're looking for a game, the Peru State Culver game to decide who gets second in the North could be really good.
The PAT is through it, and we're taking a break. 2:35 to go in the game. Bobcats 45, Ravens 21.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh fit choices, signature wraps, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Getting ready for the Peru State kickoff, and I was just pointing out, Gus, notice how Austin Buteau has moved over to around the 20-25-yard line. That's where they've been kicking it, off to the side, around the numbers, around the 25-yard line. He's looking for the return, and this is going to be higher and shorter, and an upman is going to take it, and Harry O'Neill runs over one of his teammates, but comes up with the football, and Benedictine, whose offense has been out there quite a bit now, goes right back out there again after the Ravens turn it over in the scoop and score. Now let's see what the BC personnel package looks like here.
Going to have Rayshon in there. Your receivers are going to be Pete Cadena, Jay Sean, and who's that? Austin.
Yep, the quarterback is Garrett Kettle. So Benedictine with the typical athletes, 2.5 minutes to go. Kettle running for his life, rolling, throwing, and the catch. Yes, the catch is going to be made along the far sideline. At the 42, they're going to mark it to the 41-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. 2:20 to play. 45-21, Peru State, all over the Ravens here tonight. BC will bring Pete Cadena wide to the right side, and wide to the left side will go Buteau. Back to throw. Garrett, wide open receiver, way too tall for the 5'10" Jay Sean Todd.
really thought that Jay Sean was still going to be able to haul that thing in, but that thing is way over his head. Now, they're going to take Kadena out, bring Trey Adger back in on this 2nd and 10, just under 2 minutes to play. From the Brew State 41-yard line, Bobcats are going, what, 44, 45 defense? I mean, with one over the top?
Yeah, they've got a high safety and basically in a dime package with the 60 base.
Kettle, the snap, back, running, lobs it to his running back out of the backfield, eludes the first defender, gets to the 35, very close to the first down. We'll see if they will give him the mark and the advance of the sticks or not. It'll be right around the 31-yard line with a minute 40 to go on the clock, tripping merrily along here tonight.
Okay.
See, this is the same distance that I thought was a first down, was not a first down earlier,
and
it's not a first down here. Yeah, it's third down and an inch from the 31-yard line. Ray was trying to get up over the football. The official's still now bringing in a new ball and taking their time. Minute 20 to play. Kettle wraps around, straight ahead running, first down, and down to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Ray Sean will pick up about a half a dozen, and they will stop the clock for a moment to advance the sticks in a minute 14 left.
Armand Matthews makes the stop over there for the Bobcats.
Green would like to put one on the board. Peru State would rather that they didn't. Now, again, Kettle is running. He's hit. He's brought down. He's going to lose, oh, about 11, maybe, something like that, yards. Instead of throwing the ball and getting it away, instead takes the loss. 45, 44, 43 seconds left in the game. Benedictine. Gus will be below 5. When was the last time the Ravens were below 500? There's some homework for you.
I had to be there, so 07.
Did they start off like 1-2?
Yeah, we always played Missouri Valley and Lindenwood and started 0-2.
0-2. Snap back. 2nd down. The pass over to the left side is dropped. In the hands of Trey Adger, then he does not hold on. It is incomplete. 18 seconds.
Don't like to admit that to me, too many people, but yeah. So we'd always start with Valley, and then we would play like Lindenwood the next week, and a lot of times we'd be 0-2, and 0-2 back then was, you know, kind of that distance, right?
Mm.
No. Today, at least, you can start 0-2 or 1-2, or
you can
start
0-4.
As long as you win your divisional games. So that has been kind of one of the highlights of divisional play.
3rd down 20 for Benedictine. Kettle will get the short pass away to Adger. Crossing pattern, 30, 25, trade to the 20, and scampers out of bounds. Well short of the first down at the 13-yard line. 11 seconds left in the game. Benedictine. Going to have one thing about it in practice this week, going to be plenty to work on. You won't have any shortage of things that you want to pay, give attention to. Adger to the left, two to the left side with Trey. Kettle's running for his life. Of course, we'll end the game with him being sacked, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Peru State 45, Benedictine 21. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Nebraska, where tonight Bobcats, Gus, played an outstanding ball game. They had a very strong game plan. I think they executed it, did the things they wanted to do, slowed down the tempo, forced mistakes, took advantage of those, and came away with a win at home here tonight.
Yeah, I think Forest State coming into the ballgame had a really solid game plan. For the very first drive, they were picking on the shorter cornerbacks for Benedictin. And then after that, they just started running the ball, just trying to get outside the tackles. Their goal was to get anywhere from that 3 to 6 yard range, and they were getting that. They were hitting big plays. And tonight, just too many big plays for Peru State. For Benedictin, way too many turnovers tonight. You know, what, Garrett Kettle had two interceptions.
Interceptions for Kettle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
13 of 25 passing.
A lot of sacks tonight that the Ravens took. And honestly, if you think about it, 4 sacks tonight. The one that Trey Adger was able to break up a would-be interception later on. So, again, Raven offense has to get back to the drawing board because at this point, it hasn't been great this season.
But the Raven defense, I mean, let's be real, 45 points they gave up tonight, okay? And you talk about the quarterback being sacked. Never were they within arm's length of Joey Dominguez all night. No sacks. And I don't think they had a pressure on him tonight.
Yeah, not many. I mean, if they did, it wasn't many tonight. So for the Ravens, again, back to the drawing board, and Clark coming to town next Saturday afternoon.
Yep, Ravens are going to have to figure it out, get back to it, and we're going to be back with you next week. We have Thursday night sports, so Friday night we're going to have high school football, as it'll be Pleasant Ridge and Morehill Mount Academy, and then next Saturday, back with these Ravens. And with that in mind, we certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Once again, from Nebraska, final score, Peru State 45, Benedictine 21. For Joseph, our producer, engineer, back in the studio, Joseph, well done. As always, the Gus Counts with me here in the toasty, warm media facility. Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.